Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Syria has accepted Russian weapons proposal, and Obama is now revising his address to the nation. They are defusing the attempt to start a larger regional war, and coming up, we've got a clip from that Charlie Rose interview where Assad says, look, I don't want to start another crazy war, and when you basically do this, it's going to set off the whole region, and that's what he keeps alluding to when he talks about, yeah, there could be a chemical attack. The extremists could get the chemicals. And then the media spins it, Assad's threatening a chemical attack. Now, to be fair, I think when he talked about 9-11, that was open-ended both ways. He was talking about rebels, but also other parties in the region, i.e. Iran. But this is really good news. And it means that Obama cannot divert everybody. That's when you get a war, is when all the interests line up. Military-industrial complex wants a war for more weapon sales and to break older stuff they sold to all parties. You've got France needs a political diversion. That's why they're cheerleading more than anybody other than Obama. Elements in Israel, the Likudniks, they want to be able to grab more of Syria during a breakup of the country from the Golan and beyond what they already have. You've got the globalists that don't want any sovereign nation operating that they don't control. They want to be able to come in and destroy the country and then get it all basically into deep debt. And there's a lot of other interests that fit into this, but domestically there is the seven big scandals, and Obamacare is, I think, the big one, really starting to hit people. The folks out there are really finding out how big the betrayal was. That's why Obamacare was always set to come in after Obama had won re-election, because they knew what was going to happen. But this backlash is massive, and if the Republicans cannot repeal it, why do we even have two parties? Why not just have one fascist party? And I think you're going to see a lot of neocon Republicans thrown out in next year's 2014 elections. And 2014, as Matt Drudge and many others have said, is key. We need to get real Tea Party, Libertarian, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz type people in by the dozens more. And it's over. I mean, they can then put out real policies that made this country great, reverse the kleptocracy that's wrecking the nation, to then basically loot it and basically use us up like scrap metal or like derelict hunters. This is the vulture capitalist economy that's the opposite of free market. And so we're going to be breaking all that down today and opening the phones up for the entire broadcast to the last 30 minutes when Nicholas Winded Refn, director of Only God Forgives, comes on the broadcast, because I thought it was a good movie. And I think I got it. Not that I'm a smart guy. It was blaringly obvious, but no one seems to know what the movie means. So we're going to get the director on today, and we're going to see if I'm right about my breakdown of the film, which is really about good and evil and about how good can be incredibly more vicious than even evil thinks it can be. And then it's about someone choosing to be good, but also having a personal sacrifice of you can't just repent and then not actually put something into it. And the police captain person's almost like an angel who you know, is there visiting destruction down. And I mean, he's obviously psychic. It's kind of like almost like The Shining, where they've got the telekinesis connection, the old black guy and a little white kid. I mean, that's what I picked. It's completely obvious. And I'm literally, no pundit, no reviewer got it. So I wanted to get the director on. I haven't talked to him yet. He's coming on. We'll see if I'm right. So that is coming up in the last 30 minutes or so of the transmission. By the way, we broke this a week and a half ago. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. McClatchy's now picked it up. Intercepts caught Assad rejecting requests to use chemical weapons, German paper says.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lungs system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Associated Press is reporting that Syria says it has accepted Russian weapons proposal. Syria said Tuesday it has accepted Russia's proposal to place its chemical weapons under international control for subsequent dismantling. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim said Tuesday, after meeting with Russian Parliament Speaker, that his government quickly agreed to the Russian initiative. His statement sounded more definitive than his remarks Monday when he said that Damascus welcomed Russia's initiative. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister said today that Russia is now working with Syria to prepare a detailed plan of action, which will be presented shortly. And, of course, Assad said in his Charlie Rose interview, and they've said it in press releases from the government, we'll do anything to avoid another crazy war. And then we're going to play this clip coming up. And then Rose, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission CFR member, globalist, comes back. Charlie Rose comes back and says, well, so So, you know, you aren't concerned about the ramifications of an attack. And he says, look, it's about the entire region. It's not about Assad. It's not about me. And see, that's the psychology the media always uses. Look at this big, powerful guy. He's bad. He's killing his own people. We need to go in there and destroy him. And what they actually destroy is the people. And almost three years ago, if you go back, this whole war started with the West starting it. And I know I've talked about that ad nauseum. It's just amazing to watch the establishment media, the state-run media, sit up there on television and in print and all over the internet saying, we've got to do something. Look what Assad's done. Look what his regime has done. He's so terrible. Look at the horrible things he's done. And then never having any evidence. What you've got is Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, U.S. troops training extremists and mercenaries out of Iraq, ganging up from every angle you can imagine. French special forces. The list goes on and on to attack this country, and it is an incredible spectacle to behold, an incredible war crime. And so what the United Nations really wants to do here is set the precedent that they can come into any country they want that has any type of weapon systems and call them WMDs and then dismantle that country's infrastructure. Iraq was under sanctions from 1990 until just a few years ago. Oh, yeah, even after the liberation, it was still under controls of what could go into the country so that select corporations that have the inside track could go in and charge exorbitant prices for everything. And they wouldn't even let them have dental equipment or the tubing for the water hoses, you know, to clean out people's mouths or Novocaine or chlorine for their water supply because, you know, it could be used in chemical weapons production. And that's why you had an industrialized society whose population had more than tripled since the 1930s, if you look up the numbers, where you had millions of people die because they became a post-industrial nation without electricity, without clean water, without medicine. Can you imagine the United States if we lost all of that, the hell on earth that would be caused? That's why there's a congressional report put out last year and another one this year predicting 90% casualties in North America if there was a EMP blast that knocked out most of the electrical systems. And by the way, it doesn't just have to be an EMP blast from some foreign country or the globalist. It could be a giant solar flare knocking them out. That's a congressional report. Can you imagine if we ever get hit by one of those solar flares that they estimate hit us about every 100 years or so? The last time it happened, it knocked out most of the electrical systems across the United States, but only a few cities actually had it. And I'm not even saying that's going to happen. My point is the globalists come in and basically visit this on Libya, visit this type of thing on Iraq, and now they're visiting it for almost 3 years on Syria. And it is a ultra-massive war crime of biblical-level proportions. And the people are waking up to the fact that it's a war crime across the political spectrum, and that's good news. Sadly, though, this still only creates more division. I don't think people should see themselves as black or white or as German or Chinese or Jewish or Mexican. It's fine to like your culture, your heritage, and the politically correct groups want you to get rid of your heritage and adopt globalism. But I think everybody should keep their heritage, but also try to adopt the heritage of liberty and freedom and due process and organize ourselves collectively into that mindset. Because humans will organize themselves collectively. And the globalists want to collectively organize us into scientific balkanization and division held together by globalism and a synthetic plastic dead culture. And it's very, very sad. And an example of this is, I don't like the policies that Israel has to try to break up its neighbors so that it can then control ethnically subdivided substates. And that's the official Israeli policy by the current power structure there, is to break Syria up in 3 to 4 pieces, 2 pieces if that's all they can get, and basically take more of the Golan Heights down into the plains and down into the rich, water-rich and natural gas-rich areas. And so when I state the admitted Israeli policy, we get emails, we see comments on Infowars.com, you're just anti-Semitic. Which is just a political tool. I mean, that's immoral to just throw that out there. Just like when you say, oh, I don't like Obama's government-run health care. I don't like Obama increasing taxes on poor people. I don't like Obama invoking racial division. I don't like Obama trying to come after our guns. People say, well, you're a racist. That's what political correctness is, to end any type of debate. Now, conversely, I'm between a rock and a hard place because this world always tries to force people into a camp. That's the name of the game. And the people that hate Israel have become radicalized to where if you're not wearing a Nazi uniform, you're not cool. And I've seen this process happen, and it's been pushed by big foundations, and the globalists are heavily involved in it. And there's this religion of hating Jews and a religion of saying everyone's Jewish. I'm Jewish. Warren Buffett's Jewish. Anybody that knows how to tie their shoelaces must be Jewish. If you've ever been successful or written a good book or made a film, you're secretly Jewish. No one's allowed to be successful unless you're Jewish. Blah, blah, blah. I'm funded by Israel. Totally untrue. Just so people can feel good about themselves, it's tribalism and say everybody else is bad. So I don't like what Israel's doing. I'm a real critic of a lot of the things Israel does. And we're continually anti-war. And then there's this mental illness of running around in circles saying, you know, Alex Jones, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, Alex Jones, you know, is a Zionist shill, which tends to then drive someone the other direction. Because it's, I mean, it's bad to be a thinker. It's bad to try to really be fair. It's bad to address things on actual issues and not from a hateful perspective. I mean, the last place I want to be is with the crazy anti-Israel crowd that spends their entire life obsessing over Israel, exaggerating. You know, to where I get up here and I say, well, you got a lot of interests that want to, you know, break up Syria. You got the military-industrial complex. You got the big mega banks. You've got France wants a diversion. Obama wants to divert from all these scandals. I mean, his own pundits are admitting that. Saudi Arabia is the big driver paying for it because they're Sunni and they have a Sunni empire. It's 80% of Islam. And so historically they kill each other even more than they kill outside groups. That's a geopolitical historical fact. And then Israel wants to break up the country as well and get rid of one of their old enemies. And it's very immoral to the people living there to start this war and to work with Al-Qaeda. And Israel admits they've got a policy of destroying one enemy with another enemy. But again, Israel needs to have the high ground, don't they, of not working with Al-Qaeda. And then our government's also using Al-Qaeda, the threat of Al-Qaeda, to take our liberties. So there's all these interests. And then people sit there and freak out over it going, no, there's Israel and that's it. And if Israel didn't exist, the world would be milk and honey. Everybody would be, you know, living in heaven. Really, there wouldn't be any Mao Zedongs, there wouldn't be any Stalins, there wouldn't be any of that, right? And it really is just the same old dumbed-down thing of people dividing into tribal camps. Like, I don't glorify and romanticize Putin or the Russian KGB government. I don't romanticize the Chinese communists just because they're opposed to this. I don't romanticize the opposition. I've analyzed who they are. But it's the globalists that are here running my life. That's why they're my front and center problem. Because they're the biggest, most organized, sophisticated, eugenics-based, scientific dictatorship, transhumanist at the top, that plan the extinction of almost everybody and a new species to rise up of humans merged with machines. That's their religion, and no one's discussing that. We're too busy fighting over, I'm a Mexican, I'm a German, I'm a Jew, I'm a Chinese, instead of reality.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Tell them this train's coming, folks. It's a love train.
Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
But the problem is the establishment doesn't want that because they can get us to stop thinking and give up our liberties and do whatever we're told if we have an outside enemy. And the problem is, 9 times out of 10, the globalist, literally the very same megabanks that funded Napoleon and the British 200 years ago, the very same families, if you go look up the names, are busy financing both sides of every war. And the public is starting to get their mind around this. And the globalist, at its heart, this is about world government. Out of all the interest, Syria is about world government. It's about mopping up the few rogue countries that are left, putting them under banker control so the public can be forced to take vaccines, forced to have their families broken up, forced to teach kindergartners how to have sex. That's why from Australia to Germany to the U.S., from Israel to many areas of Eastern Europe to Africa, to Central Africa, it's standardized sitcoms. It's standardized dramas funded by the U.N., through Hollywood and other groups to create this anti-human agenda. And that's what this is about. I mean, I have a stack of news here about white people being beaten to death all over the United States. And what do you think movies like Django and Machete and all this race war stuff is going to do? And most of the time, because it's politically incorrect, when a black person shoots or kills a white person because they're white, the media reporters have come out and have said, we've been told not to even say the race. A lot of times you'll hear, we're looking for a man believed to be over 30 wearing a red shirt, and it won't say what race the person is. And you can always bet it means they're black. Because it's such mind control that you can't even say that. But see, the tipping point's hit there as well. Why did the Klan go around routinely murdering black people? Because they've been taught they're bad, they're evil, they're out to get you. It's tribalism. Humans are exactly the same, folks, just different color skin, basically. And they would go out until the public said, Christians said, this is wrong, this shouldn't be done, we're going to stand up against this. Now, instead, the media is there to cover up the lynching by gun and by fist and by brick, just like Reginald Denny got his face bashed in, where he looked like the kid from Mask, true story. Because, I mean, here it is, bus rider's face smashed in during hate attack. And, of course, that's in Harlem where you don't have, a right to Second Amendment. I mean, I can hold my own, folks, but nowadays somebody comes up wanting to bash my head in, I just pull a gun out and shoot them. I mean, it's like, shouldn't bring your fist to a gunfight. Shouldn't bring your knife to a gunfight. I mean, I got things to do. I'm just going to kill you. You try to kill me, I'm going to kill you. I don't care what color you are. And bus rider's face smashed in during hate attack in Harlem, reportedly yelling, cracker, as he beat the man's face in. But don't worry, the cracker is dead. The Union Square I Hate White People beating victim dies at Bellevue Hospital. And let's show people, if they're watching on TV, the evil photograph of the white man. So don't worry, he's dead now. Doesn't he look threatening and bad? I mean, he's white. He must be bad. He's an Arab. He must be bad. You know, that's kind of the thing here when we're bombing the Middle East. Well, they're Arabs. Just kill them. So what if we have a 500,000 Iraqi children in the first 10 years of sanctions that died on record? Madeleine Albright says it's a good price to pay. I mean, they're Arabs. And, you know, God forbid the Arabs ever try to have a secular government and movie theaters and shopping malls. They'll just be overthrown. God forbid you ever try to build resorts and invite Europeans and folks in, you know, from Europe to come to your Syrian beaches. We'll just blow those up. We'll just ship a couple 100,000 Al-Qaeda in. We'll call them protesters on the news. The globalists want divide and conquer. They want command destruction. They want chaos worldwide so they can then offer the solution. Order out of chaos is the New World Order's motto. And, man, I'm seeing articles, ladies and gentlemen, every day now where white people are being killed because they're white. And you notice there's no white Jesse Jackson out there to run around, talking about it, because that's not the game plan. The game plan is that you guilt the majority group into signing on to socialism and centralization and political correctness by telling them they're racist all day, while telling all the other groups that they should unify themselves racially and go after white people. Then white people run to the state and the police as their savior. You understand how that works? The globalists want everything to be racially based. All right, big breaking news coming up on the Syria situation straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're living on the edge.
So the good news is the Russians, about a year ago, moved in troops to the couple bases that have the legal and lawful chemical weapons stored in them inside Syria. And now the Russians are officially going to oversee and invite the United Nations in to remove the chemical weapons that Syria has legally and lawfully. Now, remember, Iraq agreed to this back in 1993, 2 years after they were bombed into the Stone Age. And then for a decade, the sanctions were put into place that completely annihilated the population. 5 million had to leave the country. Some estimates are as many as 2+ million died. In fact, the estimates were 1.5 million by the year 2000. By the way, you guys had it ready the other day. I never played it. Will you, after I play this Assad clip, I want to play the Madeleine Albright clip if we have that, because people don't believe this when she says, well, yeah, 500,000 dead kids, a good price to pay. So just remember when they're telling you, go attack a country, it's for the children, that's a big hoax. They've been attacking Syria for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in December. I just want everybody to remember that. And I want you to also remember that Infowars.com breaks real news. The Israeli released communiques that they caught between Hezbollah and the high command of the Syrian military a few weeks ago. What Israel released was the high command saying, who is engaged in these chemicals? It better not be you, because you've been ordered not to use chemicals. And then that was the evidence. Assad caught launching attack, and then the communique said the opposite. Well, to their credit, German newspapers in Bild and Sontag and other big publications have reports of the intelligence agency chief in Germany saying that, no, the communiques actually show that Assad was ordering them not to use chemical weapons. And that is McClatchy. German paper, intercepts caught. Assad rejecting request to use chemical weapons, German paper says. Wow, well, let's give them a Pulitzer Prize, huh? Let's give McClatchy one. How about we give Paul Watson one? I don't want the credit, but, I mean, I'm telling you, weeks and months and years before it's mainstream news, you hear it here. And why? Watson actually went to the communiques and read them and said, so many times the mainstream media will say, it was pitch dark. Now, that's the headline, and then you read the article. Actually, it was at high noon at the bottom of the article. It's very bizarre where they won't even lie a lot of times. They'll just totally spin. I guess that's what spin is, why they call it spin. They'll 180 what's going on. In fact, now, and they've been saying this for about a year, but now it's starting to get a little bit louder. That, oh, well, yeah, we have to go in because the rebels might get the chemicals. Actually, it could have been the rebels. And that's why we need to go in and bomb Assad. Counting on the Western public going, oh, yeah, those darn rebels of Assad's. No, the darn rebels are put in by the left. And listeners are going, really, Alex? I mean, that's actually happening? Yeah, you see it on the news. And it's bizarre. So here's the toll-free number on any subject you want to call in about. Obviously, I think it's great news that this is being diffused for now. I think it's fabulous news that Vladimir Putin has put Obama and the globalist in check. In fact, Drudge calls it checkmate. And has had his whole site go blue for Royal Russian Blue. Because, again, I'm not rooting for the Russian system, but I am rooting for war not happening. I am rooting for Obama not getting a diversion from Obamacare and IRS gate and spy gate and whistleblower gate and NSA gate and Benghazi gate and Fast and Furious and Solandra energy scams and just all the things that are going on. And now you're even seeing the Germans, who a week ago were spinning the Israeli releases that were real high command communiques. Germany at first was saying, oh, yeah, this shows Assad's people did it, but they weren't in control of it. No, no, no. The communiques clearly show that they didn't do it. So that is now coming out, and that's really a big deal. Now Paul Watson asked the question up on Infowars.com, and I want to ask you this as I give the number out. Is Assad being tricked into sacrificing Syria? And he talks about Gaddafi gave up his WMDs, chemical biological weapons, most of them sold to him by the West. Same thing with Saddam. That all came out, that mainly the U.S. and England, France, sold him all his stuff so he could have it against the Iranians. U.S. military directed the chemical attacks on the Kurds. That's come out in congressional hearings. And so you saw Saddam do what he was told and get set up. You saw Gaddafi come in and invest all his money with the West and let all the Western companies in and say, here, have the infrastructure. And he would get on the news and say, Obama's my friend, and I like Sarkozy, and we're going to fix this. And you know what? They set him up. They're like, hey, lower your guards, just like in Saving Private Ryan, which is fiction, but based on a real battle that happened. And I can't tell you how many accounts of French warfare I've read about, or street-to-street, hand-to-hand combat, where they found in psychological warfare, they would have the Germans do this, the French do it in World War One, back and forth, when they would run into foxholes or run into trenches, they would yell, Saving Private Ryan's World War II, but it's the same thing. They would say, we're here to help. We're friend. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. As they jump into the doorway and fire automatic weapons. And they found statistically a lot of people didn't want to kill, didn't want to fight, wanted to be in denial. We're going to con themselves instead of get ready to kill with your bayonet and your weapon. They're coming in. Let's kill them when they try to kill us. Ah! Instead of like getting your killer instinct going, people will lower their hands, just like in Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan, when the Americans starting to beat the German and they've got the bayonets to each other and they're in death grip, and the German goes, oh, no, no, I'm your friend. Shh, let's stop. And the guy gives in for a minute and he gets the initiative and drives the sword, drives the dagger right into him. And that's what the globalists do. They go, don't get angry. Don't get upset. Don't listen to Alex Jones yelling and screaming. Don't listen to, you know, to the people that get upset. Stay calm. Listen to NPR. NPR this morning was still saying Assad was caught with chemical weapons because it's totally government run. Totally government and foundation run. Because they don't care. They're 100% government. CNN's pretty much government run and MSNBC, but still they know they're totally losing their audience. So they're telling the higher ups, we're going to lose everybody if we don't at least tacitly agree with them that this war is wrong. And the higher ups are, it doesn't matter. You do what you're told, you sell the war. And I think that's great because the more they have are full of hubris, the worse they look. The problem is they figured it out and backed off. Because they realized they were hemorrhaging out, ladies and gentlemen. They are hemorrhaging out right now. The question is, what's going to come out of it? Because, by the way, I'm not happy about the collapse of the New World Order. And let me quantify that. I was telling Watson this morning. What's going to fill the vacuum is the communist Chinese and the Russians and the robber barons that are still going to be operating. You understand? That's why the EU was set up to collapse Europe to then set up a bigger union later. They intend on collapsing this Anglo-American New World Order. And I'm happy that it collapses compared to their total eugenics takeover, but they're just going to come back again. So be ready for that is what I'm saying. I'm not happy. I mean, I guess it's kind of like Samson. And if you use that analogy in the Liberty Movement, we've had our eyes gouged out. We've been starved to death, you name it. We've been gelded, and we're standing there between the two pillars. And we're trying to push down the New World Order, but it's going to come down on us. I hope you understand that. But it's slow death and a sure death and a sure death of the psyche and the soul and the mind if the globalists culturally are allowed to do what they want to do here. The transhumanists, you know, the end of the family, all the things they want to do, the evil agenda. Our only hope is to beat it, and justice be done, may the heavens fall. Justice be done, though the temple fall down on top of us. And many of us will end up surviving, and there will be a better world on the other side of that. But it's still not going to be fun. But it's better to have a Soviet Union-style collapse of the globalist empire that's known as the American Empire than to have World War III. And they will try to launch a World War III if they can maneuver people into it to bring in their total world government. That is their endgame plan, as Joel Skousen and others have concurred. We can debate about when they plan that, but the United States has spent more money on underground bases in congressional hearings, you can look this up, than all other governments worldwide combined. But in Switzerland and Russia and China, they have fallout shelters still for the general public. If you notice, there's no fallout shelters now here. There's parking garages. You'll see here, nuclear fallout. You're supposed to go in there and die. You're supposed to go in a parking garage so it can collapse in on top of you and your family. We have paid for a breakaway civilization-level technocracy that have already got incredible treatments 30, 40 years in advance medically, and that's what government health care is about. They can never allow that to all come on the market. They can never allow you to get access to that. And so that's why they're saying you don't get these tests, you don't get these surgeries, you don't get these advances. I was listening to NPR this morning at 6:15 in the morning, and they had an author on there talking about, and it sounded like literally in rapture, talking about the power of the bioethics board in Katrina and Sandy and other events, and how the doctors would go through the wards with the sick patients, killing them with morphine. And then I got back in the car. I got into work late today at 10 a.m. and tuned in NPR out of Houston, and they were on another show talking about euthanasia. Because, see, for them, that's the ultimate power. And they were there with these voices going, and he checked with the nurse. She was on the bioethics board, and then they put the morphine in. And I'm listening to this, and it's like, and then I tune in 3 hours, 4 hours later, and it's another show. It's like the Grim Reaper programming or something. And it's just all about them running our lives. And it's so incredibly creepy. And they just want to have this calm voice with everybody. And, oh, this is how it's going to be. And, oh, don't get upset. Don't struggle. And I use the analogy of if you're going to pick up an old horse to sell it. A lot of people get attached to their old workhorses and end up when they're in pain or whatever, you know, just putting them out of their misery, shooting them. But, you know, old cutthroat farmers and ranchers, they'll call in Elmers. They'll call in at the glue wagon. And you might just wait because you'll buy horses in groups. Maybe you got some 15-year-old, 20-year-old horses that are kind of broke back and, you know, or lame or whatever. Well, you're going to get a little bit of money out of those. And the glue wagon pulls in. I haven't seen this. I've read about it, and I've had family that's seen it. And you think horses are stupid? They're not stupid. They're just real instinctive. So they're real wild. And these are horses that have been around you for 15 years and know you. And that glue wagon pulls in. And the glue wagon guy gets out. And those horses can smell the fear of the last horses that were in it in their urine, the hormones in their urine. And the horses start kicking and getting upset. But the glue wagon fellow, he goes, come on over and help me. Let's just get him. And they talk to him just like an NPR voice. That's where that comes from. You can say the original NLP. And they just go, it's all right, baby. And you just lead that horse right on in there. And if there's any others, they just go right in with it. And you close it and you lock it. And they pay the farmer. Here's your $5. Back in the day, you know, here's your $100. They're going to get turned into dog food. They're going to get turned into fish food. They're going to get their hooves and things rendered down into glue. That's what it is. It's cartilage. And the farmer goes, turns around, and this is, I've seen this with slaughtering animals around a farm. Even though you know a pig or you know a cow, it's kind of like, yeah, old Betsy's going to be on the dinner table. Let's go get something to eat. Because that's just what you got to do. That's, people say, well, that's immoral. What's really immoral is pulling into Wendy's and getting your hamburger then and then criticizing people that go hunting. But the whole psychology is the same thing. So I'm here because I don't want to just be a horse loaded up. I'm here saying, hey, we better get upset. I'm here trying to get your instincts for survival activated. And NPR and all these globalists, they are your enemy. And they all know full well what they're doing. It's funny to them. They're a military operation. You're not allowed on those shows unless you play part in the cult. One time they had me on national NPR. They never aired it. And they were taping at the University of Texas. It was the national NPR on the ISDN line. And I was talking just like this. And they said, can you just calm down and can you talk smooth, Alex? You'd be a lot more popular if you did that. And I said, well, this is how I am. I get upset about this information. I think it was like some retrospective deal on, you know, 10 years of Alex Jones or something and, you know, the New World Order conspiracy theorist or whatever. And I was disagreeing with the host. Of course, they never aired it. And they were all just like going, oh, your voice. Oh, the people at UT, the RTF department, was the professor that was running it was there just going, oh, please stop. Oh, because they're all in a trance, too. They all just want to feel like they're winners, feel like they're members of the establishment, and that's the end of it. But you're not. You're suckers. You're schmucks. You're marks. You're idiots. You've been conned. You're not part of the winning team either. Just because you sit around licking your lips about the case for killing Granny and like Jack Kevorkian used to get excited on TV talking about, you know, gassing people. And it's just like, wow, these people are so weak that all they want is the power of life and death over patients that are under their control. It's like Munchausen by proxy or something on a mass scale. And you realize what freaks they are. You realize it's a legion of pit of hell scum. And then they call themselves liberals. That's the vanguard of the New World Order. They're the cutting edge. And they're up there just poking their finger in racial division and sticking salt in there, sticking salt in the wound and grinding it in and going, now you're going to do what we say and all this racial pain's going to stop. And they just sit back and smile as blacks beat and kill white people every day. And, you know, and the White House funds, you know, the machete movies. Oh, yeah, you know, there's government funding involved in that. A little bird told me. But multiple birds told me. Plus, it's already in the news. But, I mean, it's just so sick to watch how they program our lives. I want that to stop.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. By the way, we have some really amazing guests coming up this week. Some of them are pretty hot to handle, so I'm not going to announce them till they're on the air. But that's coming up later in the week. You know, I learned about a month ago, or about 2 months ago now, actually, that I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there. I'll tell that story later. The point is that there's a lot happening, a lot of people waking up, but you've also got the power structure attempting to intimidate everybody into not speaking up. But as more and more of us speak up, it's harder for the intimidation to work. And once the intimidation implodes, then you see a huge acceleration of the sea change we're already seeing accelerate. And I know that's elementary, but we need to think about that. Just like in Bug's life, if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. Those puny ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, then that's it for our way of life. And their way of life as the globalist is not just sucking our money and energy out of us, but programming our minds, trying to destroy our free will. That's the big sin. So open phones in the next hour. I'm going to give the number out on the subjects that we've already covered so far, any subject you'd like to raise. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll also get into the new government ammo purchases, the latest on the missing nuclear weapons out of Dyess Air Force Base, and more in the next hour, 800-259-9231. And I'll try to take a lot of your calls. Probably fail, but I'll try. I want to play this clip I talked about. Here's Assad, one of the clips from Charlie Rose, talking about how he'll do anything to avoid another crazy war. Here it is.
The president is prepared to strike, and perhaps we'll get the authorization of Congress or not.
Prepared to strike.
The question then is, would you give up chemical weapons if it would prevent the president from authorizing a strike? If that is a deal you would accept.
Again, you always imply that we have chemical weapons.
I have to, because that's the assumption of the president. Yeah. That is his assumption, and he is the one who will order the strike.
It's his problem if he has an assumption. But for us in Syria, we have principles. We'd do anything to prevent the region from another crazy war. It's not only Syria, because it will start in Syria.
You'll do anything to prevent the region having another crazy war.
Yes.
You recognize the consequences for you if there is a strike.
It's not about me. It's about the region.
That's right. It's always about, we're just going to take out this guy, and you know he's a bad guy, we say, so let's kill everybody. No, it's about the region. It's about the world. I can't believe how calm he is. I got mad at Piers Morgan, and I've gotten mad at other people on national TV when they're lying, saying nobody wants to take your guns. Well, of course you want to. It's on record. Everywhere you're in control, the globalists take all the guns. Shut up! I'd be like, how dare you send in Al-Qaeda to our country and do this? But see, it was taped. So they knew it would never end up on the air. And I mean, they tried to blow him up over and over again and his family. I can't believe how calm he is. And then you look at the sycophanticness of Charlie Rose and all the rest of the globalists, how they get off on the power, how they get off on the weapons, how they get off on talking about striking. How about you give hey Rose, how about we just give Obama 5 more peace prizes for what he's done in Syria, huh? You people are sick. And you're not going to get to have your World War III if free humans have their way and come together around justice. Briefly, folks, this is a listener-supported transmission. Please spread the word about the broadcast wherever you listen to it, whether it be on XM or AM and FM or the internet at Infowars.com. Don't forget, one membership at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news and all the films is $5.95 a month, and 11 people can use the membership. So that's 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. It's easy to sign up, and your support is needed. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, during the breaks on the TV feed, we put InfoWars.com up. We put up PrisonPlanet.com, some of the other websites, our Twitter, Real Alex Jones, Facebook and things. And I'll be looking at the images from the news, and I know what the Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden Brigade, and different jihadi flags are. The black flags, what they say in Arabic. I've learned the flag of my enemy, as anybody with half a brain would do. And it's so offensive when I'm watching CNN or whatever to see all these flags everywhere and then to have Kerry going, oh, there's no Al-Qaeda. Remember last week in the House hearing, there's no Al-Qaeda. And then Putin starts laughing at him going, what an incredible liar. And it really is embarrassing for my country. And I think it's embarrassing for Israel too. And it's very embarrassing to people that have not been anti-Israel. You can debate whether it was good to found Israel or what's happened since or some of the colonial policies and things like that, but I don't hate Israel. And I've had friends and family that have been to Israel and the people are really nice, and they've gone to some of the other countries and they say it's not nice. I mean, my whole deal is I'm not into the religion of hating Israel. But, man, it makes it really hard to just mildly criticize Israel and then to have, you know, the ADL groups like that say, oh, Jones must be anti-Semitic. And, you know, to see the media, it's anti-Semitic if you don't turn your guns in. To see people's goodwill used by the collectivist lobbies out there and AIPAC and others to not just try to take people's rights in the Middle East away, but try to take mine away. I guess to secure the political rear guard for Israel firsters. Well, I'm not for Israel first. I am for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Second Amendment. But at the same time, I don't support Iran saying blow up Israel. See, once things get radicalized, everybody thinks they can act however they want. I don't want to attack Syria, but it doesn't mean I'm anti-Israel. It means I'm pro-justice and pro-peace. And I talked about this some of this in the last hour. It's a moral way for people to feel superior to say, well, you don't want to turn your guns in. You're anti-black. You say, what does that have to do with being anti-black? Actually, the Klan was anti-black owning guns, and the NRA was set up to train blacks how to use guns. And they go, shut up, cracker. You see that with the Fox Sports guy and others. Because the people saying it, no, it's not true. That's a weapon for them. It's like, doesn't matter. I got the race bomb here. I'm going to use this on you. And that's who's really sick, is the people that use all this division to control people. And for those of us that are informed, it's completely evident what's happening. It's absolutely evident what's happening. And the globalists are deindustrializing. They use weapons inspections to wreck all the factories, to basically bring in Agenda 21 in Iraq and in places like Libya, where they're not even allowed, again, to have chlorine for their water supply. They're not allowed to have any civilization because it can be used for weapons. I mean, that's what the globalists want, including everybody in the West. Everyone is going to be deindustrialized. Everyone is going to be put back in the Stone Age to be controlled. And then Obama and the globalists and the robber barons, they're going to fly around in their jet copters and their Air Force Ones and their red carpets like gods above us. And they're going to get the life extension technologies. And then they don't put movies out explaining that the globalists are using collectivism, selectively enforced, to create an Elysium-type society. They sell the idea that collectivism and government-run healthcare will give you access to Elysium. the golden fields of the gods. The golden fields of the gods, space, and humanity being unleashed. But the globalists don't want that. They want dark ages. They are enemies of the Renaissance. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how Supernatural Silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, we're now into the second hour. Alex Jones here. We have the amazingly good news that Assad and the Syrian government has agreed to have the Russians oversee the chemical weapons officially and to have the world government in the UN to see that they're dismantled. Now, in a way, that's bad news. Another sovereign country will then have its weapons taken. They'll continue to inject al-Qaeda forces in and probably stage chemical weapons later and say Assad did it. Just like they had Saddam give up all his weapons and then still set him up, lied about weapons, and came in. So they get you to give the weapons up so you can't defend yourself. Then they come in and take you out later. But at least it looks like they're not doing it now. And they've got the six Russian ships and a couple Chinese ships and a whole bunch of NATO and U.S. ships all facing off against each other. So it is really good news to de-escalate this. And now we can start moving that DEFCON down a little bit. Because I'd say, you know, if I had a real DEFCON, they're saying it's been a DEFCON 5 or 4. One is nuclear war. I'd say the real DEFCON's been about three or two. I mean, it's been really bad. Cuban Missile Crisis level type stuff. And just thank God things are going in a good direction right now. We need to now have public pressure to not have the West train al-Qaeda rebels, al-Nusra and others, out of four countries surrounding beleaguered and bedraggled Syria. It is extremely immoral that for almost 3 years they've been injecting al-Qaeda, that's the main force, into the country. And they are, I mean, I have articles up on Infowars.com and the videos where the al-Qaeda forces are all flying the black flag. Now, folks, you know what the black flag means. You go back thousands of years ago, it varied, but the black flag meant no quarter. It's the opposite of the white flag. And so they started putting skull and crossbones or daggers or the image of blood dripping to mean we're not just going to kill everybody when we take your ship if you don't give up right now. We're going to torture everyone. That's what skulls on your uniform means, that historically. The plague is a purple flag with a black spot on it? It varies, but the point is that when you see al-Qaeda that has black flags and it says in Arabic what brigade they're part of, I mean, it's Bin Laden Brigade 1, Bin Laden Brigade, you know, Bin Laden Forever Brigade this. There are scores of different brigades. And I've gone and looked up, because they have online military sites that show what the different flags are. And the flags, when they have cross swords on it, basically say, we are going to kill everyone. Convert or die. And they're going into Catholic villages and Orthodox Christian villages in Syria right now. This is happening yesterday and today. And you'll have hundreds killed in one village. You'll have a village of 23. One person gets out. Some of them are shooting video. And they come in on loudspeaker. And they say, come out. And then they say, convert. And even when people convert, they say, I don't believe it. And chop children up, their feet first, their arms, and then their head. And those articles are on Infowars.com. That's Spanish news. That's Dutch news, German news, Italian news. Precious little girls dismembered while they're still alive by Obama's psychopathic Syrian rebels. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you can go find the videos. We've got links to the sites that have them. We're not putting them on our site. You watch kids getting chopped up by people in al-Qaeda uniforms with al-Qaeda patches, and you look at how sick these guys are in the eyes, and I tell you, our government is so evil. And then I see neocons and also liberals on neocon, but mainly liberal sites. I'm not going to plug them. You can go find them. Just type my name into news, and you'll find the articles attacking me. And they're going, hey, tinfoil head, you know, big deal, we have abortion. So what if they're killing kids? That's pretty much a paraphrased quote I read this morning. You can go to people's profiles and stuff on YouTube. These are real people. They're the minority of the military, but they're like, hey, you poofer, so you like Assad. You know, so people are going to get killed taking out his Islamic filth. And there's comments like, oh, you right-winger Republicans don't like what Obama's doing. He's fixing things. And it's just like, wow. And then this argument of, oh, so what? To see them do this to the people. And I have empathy for little Muslim children, for Zoroaster children, you know, that predate Christianity. The Alawites, and I mean, they are killing them. They are shelling their villages. And then the videos, they come in, they're flying black flags. And of course, if you don't know what basic heraldry is or basic naval communication or basic tower communication, I mean, it's different cultures, but it's basically the same. The black flag says we're going to kill everybody, no quarter. And then it says in Arabic different things, but you will convert or die. And it's got the swords crossed. We're going to chop your head off. And of course, they say everyone's animals. So they rape the women. They rape the children. They torture the fathers. They make the fathers car bomb, or they'll kill their families. And this is all going on. And I've got to look at Obama up there and the weirdo so-called left media that if I say I don't want to turn my guns in, I'm a racist, when they're just using that as a weapon. It makes me disgusted. And I'll tell you this, God bless our military that is finally completely waking up and going public. And we even had one of the guys on that did the Facebook and the Twitter saying he will not work for Al-Qaeda. He will not be Al-Qaeda's, you know, military, boots on the ground. Remember 2 weeks ago, the media said our stories weren't true. They said they were fake. Of course, now CNN saying and MSNBC, let's arrest some of these people. These are real. We can't have them refuse to help Al-Qaeda chop little five-year-old girls' heads off after they rape them. I mean, what's America going to do if we don't let Al-Qaeda murder children? And the sickest thing is the phone calls to the office and the emails of people going, Alex, I've liked you for years, but you're being anti-Semitic because you're against elements in Israel supporting this. I'm against the U.S. doing it. I'm against Germany being involved, France, England, the U.S., Israel. I mean, I just morally look at something, and I don't look at what color somebody is or what religious background they've got. And people need to stop thinking like gang members and start thinking about right and wrong, people. That's why they inject all this race stuff, so you and religious division is so that they can put you in your group and not make it about being a moral person. It's so fundamental. That's why they inject all this race stuff. That's why they hype it 24/7. I'm going to come back and go to Steve, Joe, William, Jim, Good Crisis, and others. The toll-free number to join us in this hour is 800-259-9231. But I have prayed multiple times daily on my knees. I don't normally pray on my knees, folks. I usually sit in a chair, you know, at like 5 a.m. in the morning and pray. When I wake up and feel moved by the Spirit, that's when it generally happens. There's the incredible discernment. I have just felt moved to get on my knees and ask God to open the eyes of people so we can repent. I want to go to this clip put out by Second City, found by the great folks like John Candy and others. I want to go ahead and play this clip as we got to break from Second City. Headline, Help Kickstart World War III. I'm going to send this out on Twitter, too. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman. Stay-at-home mom with a full-time job.
Scholar on social policy and a barista.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promised to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III. And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
World War III is a very important, very progressive war that Obama tells me is very important. So it must be.
When I first saw the president speak in 2008 in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be millions of troops, thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
World War III is not going to be like those other Republican wars fought on just 1% of the world. This war is going to be fought in 99% of the world.
It'll be everywhere. Russia, China, Africa, Cincinnati, your favorite brunch spot, the one with those kick-ass ranchero breakfast burritos.
Everywhere. World War III will also be the most social media-focused war ever. It'll be all over Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Pinterest, and whatever eventually replaces Pinterest. And I mean, just think of all the hilarious gifs we can make of cats reacting to their owners' homes being obliterated.
Lots of shock, but tons of aww.
And come on, guys, how good will Michelle's arms look in sleeveless army fatigues?
lot of great rewards for our donors. If you donate $10 to the World War III Project, you'll get a shout out on social media.
Hashtag thank you.
A $25 donation will get you a piece of rubble from a war-torn Middle Eastern country kissed by Senator Lindsey Graham.
A $100 donation gets you a day pass to leave your local refugee camp.
You'll probably end up in a refugee camp, but it'll have free Wi-Fi.
And a $10 million donation gets you your own senator for a year.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
What?
Because Obama. It's even more powerful. It's even more powerful. Hey, just tell the internet guys to send it out. Send that out. It's posted on Infowars.com. I want to send that out on the Twitter. Because that's important, and I'm going to be on air, so I guess I can't broadcast and tweet. But that video definitely says it all, and that's the exact type of humor that once I'm able to launch the new TV studio and get some of the new crew trained, we're going to be doing more humor, because that definitely gets the message across to people. But in the final equation, it's not funny. It's very, very serious, but you can only reach a lot of the trendies and folks out there by using humor. And I think that that piece absolutely says it all. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. Joe, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Sorry, I'm on my cell. You buzzed out for a second.
That's all right, bro. You're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that that NPR voice you refer to, there's a scientific name for that. It's called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR. And if you look that up online, there's tons of YouTube videos. There's
I know. Everybody's been into it for over a decade. And NLP, whatever you want to call it, and the general public's already in a trance. And so that type of programming works on them, and they show statistically that people are in lower brain waves. They're in a near sleep-like trance. That's why people are more suggestible after 60 years of television, because they've been programmed to be suggestible. And that's why so many business people, so many politicians, the head of the NSA, they all talk to you like this. And I catch people doing it to me all the time. And I'll go, what, you've read NLP books? And they're like, yeah, I'm trying it on you. And I'm like, hey, don't work on me. You know, it's kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi says, you know, the Force can be a powerful ally on the weak-minded, but it doesn't work on Jabba the Hutt, folks. So absolutely. But go ahead and make your point. No, NPR on record has a trained NLP staff nationally. And I've been told that they train them locally in most areas, or they pick people that already talk in that simpering voice. And, of course, they've done this for decades with the classical music announcers, where you find yourself in a trance. And they're like, and now we're going to have the music of Wagner, followed by Bach, and then we're going to have some Ludwig van Beethoven here in the Eighth Symphony in D minor. Don't forget that September is the month for your donations. And I can't even do the voice they do. But you catch yourself, like, ready to jump into a vat of acid if they order you to do so. But go ahead, sir.
I first discovered it with there was a PBS show when I was a kid. Bob Ross used to teach you how to paint happy little trees. And that's where I first came across it. But, yeah, it's called Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or sometimes known as Attention-Induced Euphoria. And it's been studied for a long time now.
I know it has. You know, I naturally learned about this because I did retail off and on some in high school. And I wasn't bad-looking either. I looked like I was about 25 when I was, like, 17. And women would come up to the line, and I would be tired or whatever and calm. And I would say, and here's your change. That's $3. And if you just talked real soft to women, especially, they'd say, I want your phone number right now. But I mean, it's real. You can, if you start talking, sometimes I'll get tired even now and I'll start talking to women in that voice, and it's not on purpose, but you're absolutely right. That's what's going on. Maybe I should start doing the voice like that. All right, folks, we're going to be going to break here in a moment. Is there anything, I guess this won't work on you, William, but William, is there anything else you'd like to say? Oh, I'm sorry, we're not talking to William yet. I'm sorry, Joe, is there anything else there?
No, I prefer when you scream at the top of your lungs, personally.
Well, that's what I do. I'm not Mr. Slick, though I could be. What if I had like an alter ego called Mr. Slick that came in maybe once a week and promoted the New World Order? Like I wear trendy little glasses or something? How's that sound?
Dressed like a hipster?
Absolutely. In fact, guys, pull that up. I forgot the name of it because I did read some of the boil downs of NLP and things like that. And we do this naturally. I mean, I'm a good storyteller, so I'll describe things, you know, using an analogy, an allegory for radio, which is theater of the mind. Again, this isn't so much about how people are talking. It's that the public has been put artificially into a trance by the electromagnetic flicker of the television set. But real quick, Joe, what was the point you were getting into? What's the name specifically? Because I've forgotten that term, so we can look that up.
It's ASMR for short, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a physical sensation characterized by a pleasurable tingling that typically begins in the head and scalp and often moves down through the spine and the limbs.
Absolutely. And that's what hypnotists can do.
Yes.
But it's the old thing of the guy at the bar, if he's been talking to a girl for about an hour, you know what, how about we just get out of here? You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of it's just like Fonzie trying to act cool. And if you're aware of it, it's a joke. I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's exactly what's going on. There's hundreds of different sciences of propaganda that the true masters fuse together. And the only way to respond to it is just to activate your survival response, tell yourself you're under enemy attack, tell your brain to start analyzing enemy attack profiles, and your brain will switch into warfare mode, and then none of this stuff works anymore. God bless you. Good to hear from you. That is our tactic, is just the full frontal assault to all this. Hey, I don't care how slick it is or how you doll it up or how many war whores you get up there with sex tapes pushing the Assyria attack. We see through you. You're the enemy. You're giving us no quarter. No quarter for you. Charge. Let's talk to William in West Virginia. William, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a ex-Marine, field artillery. I've been a listener for a year now. I'd like to make a point about what you just said. You're exactly right. You know, I believe that everybody now, at least the more intelligent and freedom-loving Americans, are starting to recognize these people for what they are. That's obvious. But like you said, once you start to see them and listen to them, I think that you basically come upon the conclusion that this is not just evil in the regular sense of the word. This is a type of evil that is biblical, almost demon-possessed evil.
Well, there's no almost about it. When the deeper you study this, you then discover that they know this and they believe this. Even if an atheist doesn't believe it, the globalists are spiritualists. They serve the dark side for power. And they believe they're channeling spirits. And yes, the Bible calls it the mystery of evil. They are animated by an unseen hand, by an animating force. But we are animated by the opposite force. You see, that's why I say the way to beat them is having the spirit of liberty. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's what was so awesome about how you went in and you blew up that whole cremation of care thing. And that's what got me when I saw that, you know, and from there I just kind of caught on everything and ran with it. But my one question for you right now is that we have a lot of people, I believe, that are feeling just like me and, you know, listening to you and people like you, and they're angry, especially with these events that have just happened. Now, how are we going to be able to organize these people and establish the type of communications so that when it does come time for us to actually take action, whether it be through legal avenues or even, you know, God forbid, actually having to fight to protect our rights. You know, what if, you know, they take away the internet or I can't hear you anymore? You know, I don't have the capabilities you have to reach out to the people who are like me to get us together to make a change.
That's the big question. How do we organize? I think we're doing it. You touch those you have access to. I touch those I have access to. We all build circles of more aware people who then feed off each other to build each other up, not tear each other down. And by the way, I've been saying this for the last week, that I believe the number one staged terror attack they may stage is a chemical attack out of Syria against Israel. The Russian government is now reporting that the rebels are planting a false flag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every 3 seconds, someone becomes a victim of identity theft. We also hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on U.S. citizens. It is now more important than ever to protect yourself and your information on the web. PrivateInternetAccess.com is a virtual private network service that can encrypt your internet connection while hiding your IP address. Their service also provides firewall protection in order to prevent data mining and unwanted exposure. They keep no records of your web browsing history. PrivateInternetAccess.com is an American company that understands you need to protect your inalienable rights. Private Internet Access does not even log any of your traffic, period. Privacy is their number one policy. You can use their service anywhere with an internet connection, and with one account, you can protect up to 5 devices at the same time. Go to PrivateInternetAccess.com right now in order to secure the privacy of you and your loved ones. Don't wait and allow you and your family to become victims. Visit PrivateInternetAccess.com today.
Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment. First, we're going to cover the story. RT sources, Syrian rebels planned chem attack on Israel from Assad-controlled territories. Now, I've been telling you for a week, if I was Al-Qaeda, that's what I'd do. That's the secret of warfare, folks, is putting yourself in the mind of the enemy and then wargaming out all the scenarios. And now they've got intel, that's what they're planning. Well, of course. In fact, if I was Benjamin Netanyahu and I wanted to take part of Syria for Israel, which is the stated goal here, I would send in some of the rebel-controlled areas so that the jihadis wouldn't upload video bragging about it. That's the problem, is they're not controlled. If I was Benjamin Netanyahu, I would just send in a helicopter or something with a 3-man team that's got a smaller medium-range missile or even a long-range, short-range, and I would fire a chemical weapon into Israel. And they're probably going to do that, so just get ready for it. I mean, I war-gamed all that out last week. It's not hard. That's what you do. And then you nuke them, and no one will dare say Israel's wrong. And that'll just be how it goes. And I just tell the truth here, folks. Or they might send in the Saudi Arabians to do it. They might send in the French to do it. French commandos are always popping up doing really amazingly bad stuff. I don't know who's going to do that, but that's what I would do if I was them. I'm not saying the media will spin that. I'm not saying I think that should happen. I'm saying that's what I would do if I was them. So I'm going to go back to that and then your calls in a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Simply Safe, there is some real scum in the alarm industry. Believe me, I have been through this myself. You need to protect your home, but do it right and at the lowest price. Don't ever sign a, quote, freebie alarm contract, because that really costs thousands of dollars in some cases. Get the best home security in America and save thousands with my friends at Simply Safe. And the website's GetSimplySafe.com. One word, GetSimplySafe.com. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and you get 24/7 protection for less than $15 a month. Get my special discount plus a keychain remote, a $25 gift free. GetSimplySafe.com. It's almost like a tongue twister. And continuing here, Supernatural Silver, folks, is just amazing, high-quality, beyond colloidal silver products. It's what I and my family use. Pathogens are becoming really hard to kill because of the overuse of antibiotics and viral mutations and other issues, both in bacteria and viruses. They've got a giant line of amazing products. Check them out today on their website where you can find all of their information. SupernaturalSilver.com. One word, SupernaturalSilver.com. And all of these sponsors make our syndicated radio broadcast possible. Please don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com with all the Don't Tread on Me pro Second Amendment shirts, the InfoWars shirts, the Obama Tyrant Joker shirts that are back in limited edition, the Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Work shirts. You wanted it. We now have women's apparel, pink pro Second Amendment shirts that are very popular. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest selection, I made sure, of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated, best price, super high quality seeds to store, but also to plant in your fall, garden, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely amazing selection. See, what we discovered is everybody's in competition with each other. So nobody carries everybody else's seeds. We went out, found the best. Weldon spent a year on this. And carry like eight different major brands at the lowest price. Quite frankly, playing them off against each other to get the lowest price. We have the lowest prices they will let us sell these for. Okay? Period. I'm all about win-win-win. So it helps us fund the operation, get the truth out, get you high-quality seeds for great organic quality, and you get a great price. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The best water filters at the lowest prices with promo code WATER. Amazing storable foods deals from eFoods Direct. Everything is up there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, this article is mirrored up on InfoWars.com. And I suggest you go up there and look at it and watch the RT report. But RT sources... Syrian rebels plan chem attack on Israel from Assad-controlled territories. Now, again, I'm not bragging. I just know what I'm talking about. I told you that, what, about 100 times desperately last week? A chemical attack may be launched on Israel by Syrian rebels from government-controlled territories as a major provocation, multiple sources have told RT. That means have told Vladimir Putin. The report comes as Russian foreign minister proposed that Syria put its chemical weapons arsenal under international control for subsequent destruction in order to prevent a possible military strike against the war-torn country. And they have agreed to that. Thank God. But don't think the devil's going to stop there, folks. Moscow also urged Syrian authorities to join the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The offer was already been passed over to Syrian foreign minister who met with the foreign minister of Russia in Moscow for talks yesterday. And it goes on to say that their sources are telling them that this is being planned. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality of what we're facing. And there's other false flags they could do as well. The rebels have said that the Saudi Arabian intelligence and then the ambassador, Bandar Bush, as he's known, did go and meet with the Russians. This came out in the news and said, if you don't back out, we're going to start launching terror attacks on you and the Olympics that's worth billions to you. And they're like, sorry, we already gave you Libya and you promised you'd stop. I mean, they cut Libya loose. They gave that to them. They're saying, you will not stop. And now you're going to attack us anyways. And you've already tried to overthrow Russia. That's why the reset ended. They tried to use fifth column George Soros groups in the last year to overthrow the Russian government. I mean, the globalists don't play games. They've already overthrown the U.S. government. They run all the major governments of the world. And they've never been beaten until now. And, folks, they're not going to give up easily. So I asked the question last week. I even asked callers to call in with your take on it. No one, but one caller out of like 20 would call in and tell me what they thought was going to happen. But I wanted to know what false flags you think they might launch. But if I was the New World Order and all the different interests they've got to do this, I would use Israeli, French, or some NATO group, because they can do it professionally. The jihadis are clowns because they want to upload videos and be rock stars. They're narcissists of them doing it. So they upload videos of them launching the chemical attacks, cutting children up after raping them. And you know, the West is having a pang of conscience. Our leaders don't. This is very entertaining for them. They love to use the dead children that they clearly killed with the chemical attack to manipulate our heartstrings. But you got all these players from Saudi Arabia to Israel to France to the NATO partners to Obama who's really embarrassed, needs to get this going. It's just a big gang. And believe me, there won't be investigations in Israel about missing funds and bribes that are going on if there's a big war. See, war's good for all these governments. It's just not good for we the people. So let's go to your calls right now. I'm going to go quick now. Jim, listening again in Chicago on 1530 AM. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I got a quick question, and you touched briefly on it. Should this standoff, should Obama back down, which was a huge blessing, is there a possibility, especially with the 9/11 anniversary, of a staged false flag attack and then Obama just saying, hey, look, I have no choice. I got to go right now. This is it. What's your opinion on that?
Say that again.
Well, let's say, like I just saw on the news, Obama, when he was sidestepping the answers at the G20 summit of him saying, well, would you enter Syria without congressional approval? And he didn't get, you know, he just danced around the question. He didn't say anything, yes or no. My question is, with 9/11 being tomorrow, is it possible they pull a false flag here and then Obama says, hey, look, we can't wait. I have to go. I'm looking out for the American people. And then just jumping into the war right then.
Anything is possible, and I have a bad feeling about tomorrow. It's the anniversary of Benghazi. We'll be here live, Lord willing, covering whatever happens. I think because we're aware of what's happening, any plans that may have been already planned may have changed. It looks like they're kind of resetting right now because everything they touch turns to horse pucky. So my gut is I was really concerned about 9/11 a few weeks ago. I'm not as concerned now because they're posturing. But also their body language is they're in a tailspin right now. But I do think they're going to reorganize and stage something. And it could be a chemical attack out of Syria tomorrow, launched against Israel or launched against Turkey. Oh, by the way, I forgot about the Turks. They are really pushing for war and have been one of the biggest players putting troops in and having artillery attacks on the Syrian military anytime they try to drive Al-Qaeda out of cities bordering Turkey. So that's another big player. In fact, now that I think about it, the problem is Turkey's further away, though, and it'd be harder for them to get their forces down to the southeast to be able to launch a attack into Israel. The West likes to use jihadi proxies because they can just kill them later or deny it or say, here's the weapons, go do this. But again, they've been doing such a bad job. This is such a big deal. The West tends to do a really big false flag themselves and not just finance it. I don't know what they're going to do because I don't think they know what they're going to do right now. But it's a good question, Jim.
Well, thank you so much and keep up the good work. God bless, Alex.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. No, I just try to think like the globalists would think. And they're in their councils right now, and they're conferring with all the different criminal players. There's a whole bunch of them involved in this gang of would-be world dominators to basically figure out how to have this victory. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I wanted to talk about the serious situation and false flags. But first of all, I wanted to say, as far as you adapting an NPR-like voice, I don't see that ever working because you've got too much testosterone and too much heart. So, you know, just too much manliness to have that kind of voice.
No, but I need to start doing the voice more like, it's time to turn the guns in for the children. We love you. Coming up next on All Things Considered, more on death panels saving America. And then we'll discuss compulsory national service. It's the right thing to do. And then fluoridation, the wonder of the last century. I'm sorry, did you want to add anything, Stephen? Never mind all those FEMA centers we're building. Never mind all the troops in black uniforms. Never mind all the face scanning cameras. Never mind all your neighbors with cancer. Never mind, Stephen. Did you want to say something, Stephen, about the wicked Assad and how he gassed his own children? You're not for letting him kill more children, are you? Because Kerry said if there's any more deaths, it's your fault, Stephen. Turn your guns in, Stephen. You're the one. You're the one that did Sandy Hook. Gun owners collectively are responsible, Stephen.
Well, I'm going to, you know, what I want to get at is what I believe as far as false flags, and you've alluded to some of that, you know, possibilities overseas. But, you know, with Syria, you gave the analogy about the horse flu situation, and I think of the parable of the scorpion and the fox. You know, the thing lets it up on its back and then finally it gets on its nose and bam, stings it when it told it wasn't gone. Why'd you do that? It's just my nature. You know, you were willing to trust me. And, you know, so the New World Order, I think they're luring Assad through fear, all the pressure and everything to capitulate. And yeah, it's given some temporary relief, but, you know, like you're saying, we could see an attack, a false flag through Israel. But closer to home, this is what I'm getting at, and you had asked about this last week, what I think could occur as far as false flags. I have just a gut feeling, I may be wrong, we haven't seen this yet. We've seen different scenarios in various places, you know, in different times. I'm thinking they may actually come up with a scenario where they're going to do simultaneous multiple false flag attacks here domestically, all around the country, combining probably bombings and shootings.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt they're going to do that in the future. That's on the drawing board, and out of the laboratory, on the street. Because then we can't pin down one event and prove out was a false flag. Boy, I haven't even said this on air because I don't want to give my ideas, but I'm sure they've already thought of it. That way we can't have our witnesses pinned down that this was fake or that was fake. They hit us with so many, kind of a blitzkrieg of false flags. The blitzkrieg false flag move. To where they can absolutely grandstand and create a hysteria and then get their anti-gun stuff through, get their open borders through, get their shutdown of the alternative media through, which they're openly announcing, get their cybercom in, absolutely.
Why are you so concerned, Stephen? The government has your best interest at heart. Lay down your arms to Homeland Security. They come in peace, Stephen. They are your friends. It's for the children, Stephen. Don't be afraid, Stephen. Join the team, Stephen. The New World Order loves you, Stephen.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate you calling in. We're going to come back and get some more of your calls, but can we go to Watson's piece about how Dar Assad defend himself? Let's go out to break with the Paul Joseph Watson video he put out yesterday, his special report where he came out and said, it's now time, ladies and gentlemen, to call for Assad's execution. In fact, here's part of that clip.
Assad gave a chilling warning when Charlie asked what kind of retaliation American interests could face if the U.S. launches a strike.
Will there be attacks against American bases in the Middle East if there's an airstrike?
You should expect everything. You should expect everything.
Well, there you have it. If there was ever any clearer need for the U.S. to attack Syria, then we haven't seen it. Because I know that the U.S. versus Syria is the geopolitical equivalent of King Kong fighting a dwarf with both its hands tied behind its back. But how dare Syrian President Bashar al-Assad tell Bilderberg member Charlie Rose that he will fight back, that he will respond in any way to Obama's humanitarian love bombs. He should thank Obama for every single bomb that falls on Damascus.
That's right. Absolutely. That's logic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know, watching what the degenerate Western powers do to countries that they militarily have 100-to-1 superiority on is disgusting. But watching all the sycophantic pundits licking their lips talking about a war when most of them have these Ivy League pedigrees and have never been in the military and never even been in a fight. And they've got bodyguards. I mean, even mid-level reporters now have bodyguards, you know, to go out to dinner. They're so scared of everything. Meanwhile, they're sitting back just, you know, oh, let's back Al-Qaeda mass murdering people. That is the essence of decadence, is to call for war when you're not willing to go out and fight it. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting to watch all these soft, pathetic people joining willingly in the expanded war crimes that have been going on for a very, very, very long time. By the way, we're going to continue with calls and news and get to some domestic news as well. But we have the director of Drive and Only God Forgives, and he's made a lot of other big movies, joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And it's Drive won the Cannes Film Festival back in 2011. Some people got mixed reviews, Only God Forgives. I thought it was a good movie. But we'll see if my allegorical breakdown of it is accurate, according to the director. But he has agreed to come on the show. Is he still in the U.S. or is he joining us from Europe? Is it Skype we got him on? I meant to Skype? Oh, that'll be good. I'm a fan of his work. So we'll get his take on the nature of good and evil with the director. And then, of course, Gosling's in that. He's an interesting actor in his own right. So we'll get his take on that coming up. I said, hey, get that guy on. And it took him a couple of weeks, but he's on, so I'm excited about that. I'm really excited that unless they can launch a quick chemical attack and blame it on Assad, they're not going to be able to really bring the country down. I'm sorry I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda. I know it means I'm not patriotic. And I can't believe I'm saying that I have to, like, make excuses in front of everybody. I'm sorry I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda, and now I'm being called anti-Israel. I'm sorry. I'm not rooting for Al-Qaeda. And I know that a lot of people in Israel aren't either. I mean, I have people calling from Israel that are against what's happening. But it doesn't matter. They've got the media out saying I'm bad now. I don't want to root for Al-Qaeda to blow up all the churches. And I'm also been accused of being pro-military for Egypt because I'm against turning that country over to folks that are crucifying Christians in the streets. It's just crazy. But the good news is everybody's turning against this. The bad news is the empire is going to probably try to strike back some way. Let's talk to Good Crisis. Good Crisis, so you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling in about, you know, Rahm Emanuel's Don't Let Any Good Crisis Go to Waste, and maybe we should just take a page out of their book, you know, have Mr. Slick once every hour do a little, you know, piece on calling your congressman about hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water, how Al-Qaeda needs us healthy.
Don't take the water. Keep the fluoride in. Harvard says it gives you cancer. And there's too many people. It's good. You don't need a high IQ to then question us. Just drink it and feel good, and we'll run things. Be sure and give your donation to NPR as well. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I think everybody should realize that, you know, the New World Order's black heart has skipped a beat because of Alex Jones. They've missed a step. They need to be aware of it.
Their black heart has skipped a beat. That sounds kind of racist.
Definitely.
Yeah. Next, you're not going to... Hold on. I noticed Arby's has a brown bag special going right now. It's a brown bag... That's racist. Whoa! We have Austinites signing petitions to arrest people that have brown bags. That's coming up in Obama Deception 2. God bless you, Good Crisis.
We all need lower IQs to serve the homeland. It makes us behave better. Like the mercury.
Remember that piece where they're like,
mercury makes the children behave better. CBS News. Look, they behave much better now that we've given them chemical lobotomies.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for
Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was almost late getting back in the studio during that one-minute break ending the last hour because Harry Reid was on doing fake crying, it looked like. So, guys, I know that's on in there, but can you guys go make sure record's on? And he was going, you know, it's really hard to see children hit by chemical weapons. He went, so, I mean, it was just like they're all out there trying to sell it. And it's like too bad we can't kill 500,000 like we did. Yeah, there it is. They just punched it up live. Here, turn him up. He's calling for strikes. It's truly disgusting.
That's a message he gave us. What we have going on now with the international community is a positive development. But it's only just that. It's a development.
Exactly. You need to depopulate all of Syria.
It's really important to remember that Syria has an extremely, extremely low level of credibility.
These guys have no credibility
he
on record.
Even a, having
a collapse of credibility.
These poisonous gases.
These poisonous these gases. Weapons.
The spirit of Harry Reid loves what's happening to those Christians.
The Assad regime must act, and act quickly, to prove their offer is real and not merely a ploy to delay military action.
To you, the guys that put al-Qaeda in charge and started the war.
For the action of the Senate.
He must prove to you because you're a well-known criminal.
Any agreement must also ensure chemical weapons.
Remember, this is a guy that wants your guns.
In the hands of Syria must and can be secured.
You trash.
And this can be done in an open process. Even in the midst of the ongoing war.
Well, he's having trouble doing this.
There's no classified
information. These guys do not look like they're having fun doing this.
We know exactly where the chemical weapons are.
Oh, my gosh! That's a quote from Rumsfeld. They're into Crete. They're in the area around Baghdad.
Any agreement must ensure that Syria is unable to...
Shut up, you piece of trash! Man, I'm sick of these people.
Poison. To the hands of terrorists. Hezbollah.
For example.
Such intent would be met with a rapid response from this government.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh, they're afraid they're going to use chemicals.
And it would be a robust response.
Oh, so now the thing is, if you launch chemicals on Israel, we're going to attack you. So, of course, they're going to say Assad's going to do that now. Here, let me slit my throat. I've only held out against al-Qaeda for 3 years.
The international community,
let me let you win and throw the game I'm winning.
Syria, France is involved. For Russia, I hope this will mark a change away from confrontation and towards constructive engagement.
All Russia's done is try to work this out. I mean, you got to be honest.
Putin's saying...
And told the truth.
Well, there's no proof they have chemical weapons, and I'm not sure.
He said no proof they used them, you lying sack of crap. I'm sorry.
A chemical attack.
I apologize. I'm not supposed to.
That might sell on state-run TV in Russia, but no place else.
Hey, buddy.
No one.
We got state-run TV in this country, globalist run. You try to hide that.
Or just believes that this
No one believes it. They have no credibility. No one believes it.
And children.
Everything he's saying is the opposite. All the evidence is they're rebels.
So
launch the attack.
Works out, that would be great.
And he wants to be an accomplice to it.
Trust but verify.
Yeah, I'm going to verify, you liar.
As we move forward.
Does this resolution need to be tweaked at all to require more time for diplomacy and more time for the UN to act?
We talked about that in the
By the way, that's a Senate resolution. They can't get one in the House.
Expressed to the president that maybe it does need
that's enough of him.
On the caucus.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable what's going on. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making supernatural silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how supernatural silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Nicholas Winding Refn is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. The maker of Cannes Film Festival winning films like Drive. And, of course, he just recently released Only God Forgives, that I thought was a great film. It got mixed reviews, either like top of the chart reviews or horrible reviews. People said they didn't get it. I don't know how you could miss what the film was about. But we'll see if I'm wrong, because my analysis of it is the only one out there I've seen like this. And the director has not said really what it means. It's for you to figure out. But, I mean, it's obvious what the movie's about. We'll find out if I'm wrong coming up. And it's another discussion of good versus evil. That is going to be discussed coming up here. But let's go right back to your calls. If stations just joined us or some listeners did, the Russians have said they'll help get rid of any chemical weapons. the public's been dumbed down that chemical weapons are illegal. All major countries have them. They've been using them since World War One. Clearly, they've been set up by the jihadis. Now, I was watching Harry Reid on a Senate resolution earlier saying, if there's any more chemical attacks, we're going to have swift action. So it's exactly what the Russians are saying. It's up on Infowars.com. RT sources, Syrian rebels plan chem attack on Israel from Assad-controlled territories. And you can also go to Infowars.com with the different headlines that are up there. A lot of important news. NATO leader, Syria not to be trusted. Highly redacted documents confirm Michael Hastings under FBI investigation. So what we told you has been confirmed. The FBI lied. Is Assad being tricked into sacrificing Syria? Paul Joseph Watson article. IAEA boss says Fukushima water leak urgent. Yeah, no kidding. McCain and Graham seize on peace initiative to push war. They say, well, we've got to stop the wars. And then Assad says we'll do anything to prevent another crazy war. And the media has not picked up on that from his TV appearance. Very interesting. They've taken what he said out of context. Also, precious little girl dismembered while she is still alive by Obama's psychotic Syrian rebels. You can see that story if you dare. There's also another video at the bottom of the featured news area. Help kickstart World War III. I just tweeted that out at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. Very dark satire that will certainly wake people up big time. A stroke of genius by Second City. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Corey from the smallest, but also one of the greatest states in the union. Very beautiful place. I've been there. Rhode Island. You're on the air, sir.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's my first time calling, so thanks for having me.
You bet.
I just actually wanted to call it. There's a couple of things. I was looking over some articles, and I saw in the L.A. Times they're talking about the projection. Where are we saying is 1,500 people died in Syria, but you have, like, the British intelligence is talking about 350 people. So my question is, where are we getting this information from? Is it just basically trying to, you know, make it sound worse so we can go to war?
Absolutely, and now they're butting up against Russia, but they've been caught. No one buys the propaganda anymore, and everything they've said is disintegrated, and the giant war crime is now sitting there. They need to be history's victors and get this over with, because it's coming out now, 2.5 years later, that they're funding al-Qaeda in Libya and in Syria and in Egypt and calling them protesters as they commit these giant crimes, so they have to change the subject away from all the war crimes they've committed and how they started this, to Kerry saying, anyone who doesn't support military expansion and airstrikes, you are to blame. You are to blame. I mean, how outrageous. They are to blame by every measurement. They are the authors of this. And that's the end of it. And that's why it's outrageous. And I just stopped for a moment because I was looking at a tile on Infowars.com, one of the photos, of al-Qaeda brigades in black jumpsuits with black al-Qaeda flags. And every time I see it, I just get angry that our whole way of life's being taken. The government's taken over all our liberties in the name of fighting al-Qaeda when they run it. Of course they run it. They use al-Qaeda as the threat to take our liberty. It's elementary. And I'm sick of it. And they run al-Qaeda now, and they all need to be arrested under common law and common sense. And that's a no-brainer, too. That's not radical. Oh, that talk show host says they should be arrested. They should be absolutely all arrested. And we're just in the hands of a bunch of criminals that have nuclear weapons, that run the public schools, that run our children. Do you have the clip? You know, I said last hour that they promote on CBS News saying mercury's good for your child's brain. I've got a clip from 10 years ago. Last year they came out again and said mercury is good for your brain. And I just thought about that. But by good, they mean it brain damages you and makes you follow orders just like fluoride. I mean, we're living in a science fiction nightmare. Anything else, Corey?
Well, yeah, it just seems like common sense to me that if you use mercury in anything, it's not going to do any good for us. I actually had somebody that I was kind of arguing about how vaccines may be shown to cause autism. And he's saying, well, show me the scientific evidence. And I actually linked a study that came from InfoWars, which actually came through a scientist talking about how in monkeys are shown to, the MMR has been shown to cause autism-like symptoms. And what did he do? He went into the article and cherry-picked one statement in it and said, see, it says right there, no conclusive evidence. Wasn't in the conclusion, though. So this is basically the way people are mesmerized is that they don't pay attention to what's going on around them, just believe the first thing that comes.
Sure. What they do is they buy into whatever lets them be lazy. Because they think if they just deny things, it makes it okay. I appreciate you calling in. God bless you. Please spread the word about the broadcast there in Rhode Island. By the way, we have this clip. This is a talking point put out by the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan that is the model of Homeland Security and the EAS takeover of the media, where CBS is the original king daddy of the New World Order media. They even prepared the news for Fox, CNN, a bunch of other major channels. It's on record. They prepare video packages that are sent out with the teleprompter loaded so your local person can then read this. But what you're hearing from Austin, Texas, was broadcast on every CBS affiliate in the country that carries these feeds. So the video package is ready. They roll over the top of it with the reporter saying it so it looks like it's local and it's credible. This is the type of stuff we're under. And I'm not going to argue with people that mercury is one of the most well-studied known heavy metals to cause electrochemical neuron destruction. In fact, mercury, other than cyanide, is one of the most destructive things in the brain. And there's so many studies on that. Just go look it up. Okay. And there are people that will debate this now and have said, hey, studies show the shots make you have better cognitive ability. They mean more submissive. You know, it's like the only good commie's a dead commie thing. You know, well, the only good American is a brain dead one. That's the New World Order Borg chemically attacking us through soft kill means. They all need to be arrested for sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid, all of it in the water, mercury in the shots. Let's go to the clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So if I'm crazy, trying to find a pen here, if I'm crazy because I've read the studies and I'm informed, that's fine. Imagine the dumbed-down masses of people that think it's cool out there to not be informed, to think it's cool to not know what's going on. I feel very, 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 very sorry for them. By the way, I'm sure you guys already did this. Have we pulled up the trailer to the film we're about to talk about and the IMDb and stuff so we can like kind of show some of the video while we talk to the director that's joining us here in a moment, Nicholas Winding Refn. Let's go ahead and talk to Tanner in Texas. You're on the air, and you better support carpet bombing Syria or you're racist, Tanner.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm calling in because you were talking yesterday about the big mass awakening that's going on and also about the fact that people are only allowed to be working 20-hour weeks. And I was just going to ask your advice because you've been in the game for a good number of years. What's the best way to get people like me? I'm a young dude. I'm 18, trying to work as much as I can. And there's people like me out there that I want to get interested in researching this on their own and get them interested in all this stuff that we're talking about, but they don't have time because of their 20-hour work weeks that they're working double jobs to sit down and watch these two-hour documentaries that I watch about.
You know, I think they're going to have to make being informed the number one thing in their life. Plus, it'll make you monetarily successful. The globalists don't want people knowing how the world really works. I mean, even if you were a sociopath and just a mercenary, you should listen to this show to understand how things really work. And I'm not bragging. I mean, we know what we're talking about. This is a show not focused on Miley Cyrus bending over or whatever her new name is. Hanna-Barbera or whatever her name is. I know it's Hannah Montana. The point is that knowing how the stock market really works, knowing how the drug war really works, knowing your rights with police, knowing the different power structures, knowing trends is good. Knowing that most college degrees you get are going to be worthless and are going to bankrupt you before you ever even get out of college. You know, this show is powerful. Knowledge is powerful. The raft of incredible guests we have on are powerful. So I think people's idea that they don't have time is why they never become successful, is because they never get on the path to investing in reality instead of investing in fantasy. That's what it comes down to. People need to understand that they are living in the Matrix, basically. And it's pretty darn cool to be aware of that and then to become a freedom fighter for reality and justice. Does that sound like a good answer there for you?
Pretty good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. I mean, I'd wake him up with this video we just sent out on Real Alex Jones on Twitter with the liberal group calling for a Kickstarter program to start World War III. It is gold satire.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Thank you.
Nicholas Winding Refn is our guest, and of course he's won the Cannes Film Festival for films like Drive, Best Director. And about a month and a half ago, when it premiered at the Alamo Draft House here in Austin, Texas, I took the crew out to see it because it had gotten such incredibly good reviews, but also incredibly horrible reviews. And I thought the cinematography was off the chart, some of the best I'd ever seen. I thought that it was really thought-provoking and archetypal, and I thought that I got what the film was about. And then I went and looked at reviews, and none of them basically had the same review that I had. So I want to get the director's take on this, who we're honored to have join us, and then tell him what I think the film was about to get his take on it. And I don't want to blow it for people that haven't seen it. But a lot of people aren't seeing it because they're told it's so terrible. I think it's the opposite. So thanks for coming on with us today from New York.
I'm glad to be here.
This film has been a phenomenon, but on both sides, a paradox. Why do you think that is?
God, I don't know. And maybe that's a good thing. But I tend to enjoy different aspects of creativity. And that, you know, to love something, you have to hate it equally as much. It's like being married. And within those two parameters, that's when it begins to get interesting.
What about the archetypes in it and the cinematography? I mean, I think a lot of it is about being born, dying. Tell us about the cinematography, how you were able to pull that off.
Well, I guess the whole idea was to make a movie that takes place in a vagina.
That's what I figured, yeah.
And so you got that part.
Yes, that's what I was saying, yeah. had that been public yet? Because that's what I got from it.
No. I mean, it really came at Cannes when a German elderly German woman made that very clear statement to me, and I my reaction to her was, well, you're absolutely right, but I didn't know that when I was making it. You know, I approached filmmaking very much as a fetish. It's all about what I would like to see, what arouses me. I don't question it or value it in the sense of what's good or bad or what's it worth. I enjoy very much the act of, and the result to me is almost, it's like climaxing. It's inevitable what it becomes.
So the journey is not the destination, it's the journey itself.
True. And it's like, but if you go to a gallery, you slip through a photography book, you go on a certain journey that takes you from A to B. And every time you do that, at different parts of your life, that experience will vary. And I like that. I think that, you know, the result in art is always the least interesting because then the experience is over, essentially. And art is an act of expressing. And therefore, the closer you can get to that experience, I strongly believe the more of a trip it is.
Well, it did feel like I was having a hallucination at points. And again, with the red inside the dojo, obviously I was picking up that's him being born. And then I confirmed I was right at the end when he's with his mother and she's been killed, that he's trying to go back into her womb. I mean, that was all obvious on the archetypes, very powerful. I want to talk about the angel of vengeance versus the demons that he's killing, from my perspective, when we come back in a moment. But it's still in some theaters across the United States, and it's also on cable now. Where else can people see the film?
Well, it's in in America, it was also released on the day and day, so you can even get it on iTunes and other VOD providers. So as a cinema goer and a cinema lover and a cineast, the film very much is to all the spectrums of potentially viewing it, either cinema, on VOD, or very soon I'm sure you can even buy it on a Blu-ray.
Absolutely. I suggest people see it in high def. Stay there, director. We're coming right back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Nicholas Winding Refn, an award-winning director, and of course starring in many of his films, Ryan Gosling, who's also a great actor in his own right. Just watched another one of his films this weekend with my wife, have made some amazing films. And I don't like just violent films. But if it delivers the message and is there for a reason, like Full Metal Jacket or something, then it's part of it. But just, you know, mindless hacking up and killing, no. And we've got the director on via Skype from New York with us. Let me just give you my take, sir, on it, because I was correct about the whole birthing thing. I think it's about that whole journey of life archetype. It sounds like you kind of stream of consciousness write this and then direct it, maybe even change it as you go. I haven't followed you a ton. I'm just a fan of your films. But watching it, I had to go back a few days later to watch it again. to make sure that I liked it as much as I thought I did. And exactly as you said, it's about the journey and about the conflicting issues. But here's what I picked up. You've got, without giving it away, police captain is like an archetypal, loving, good guy, but he also comes off as incredibly vicious, but he's basically psychic, or like an angel. He can tell who's guilty, who's not, and who's truly evil. He kills those that have done bad but have repented. They have to be punished, and it shows that you don't get away with anything in this life, and that only God forgives. And that's why the police captain is a representative of God's angel, and he is able to forgive people, but he also deals death. Now, is that accurate? I don't want to give away the movie.
Yes. Well, you can kind of say that the character is based on God in the Old Testament when he said, "You have to fear me as I will be cruel, like you have to love me because I will be kind." And it's a very primal instinct in our emotional understanding of our DNAs. You know, when we react purely on instinct, it's either on a violent basis or on a loving basis. And our whole DNA is built up on those two emotions always conflicting with each other.
Wow. What is your favorite sequence in the film?
I have many favorite elements, but it's hard to pinpoint one. It's like asking which children do you like the most. But I think that every movie always has a heart that pumps blood into all the other scenes. It's like all the veins leads to this specific scene. And it can vary. It doesn't have to be in the beginning, middle, or the end. It can come at any stage. And you can say that in Drive, it was in the elevator scene. And in Only God Forgives, I would probably say it would be the scene where Ryan brings his potential girlfriend to meet his mother. Because the whole film is about a son being chained to the womb of his mother.
Wow. Well, that's exactly what I picked up from it. We had big debates because I took The Office or the TV crew to the film, and we had debates about what the movie stood for. And I don't want to think of myself as that smart. I actually see it as the public being very unconscious, because after I saw it, I looked for reviews, and even people that liked it said they didn't understand it. And I don't know how you couldn't understand that before the motorcycles get there, the police captain's got up and is ready. I mean, he's obviously psychic. I mean, it's almost like out of The Shining or something, where the black guy has the telekinesis connection to the little white kid. But then I guess it's beyond that. It's almost like spiritual archetypes is one layer of it. Or, I mean, perhaps you just left it there for us to choose for ourselves?
Well, it's not so much. It's not a multiple choice construction. It's that... experiencing art can mean many different things at very different settings, you know, and we accept it very much with paintings or abstract art forms, and sometimes with also, but it seems when it comes to film, the fear of the experience can be frightening because everything has to be grounded in what we call accessibility. And, you know, it's not always interesting knowing everything. And the only way to really penetrate yourself with an experience is to let the experience become part of you. But it can only be part of you if you can plant a thought within you. It has to be able to plant a thought in you. You have to be open. You have to be, allow yourself to be penetrated.
Well, your film, I had dreams about it, and it deeply affected me. And so I just say congratulations. You really have, watching your film, some of it goes beyond, folks like Stanley Kubrick. And I just want to say congratulations on what you've done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How satisfying is it to put out works of art that are this fulfilling? Or do you find them fulfilling, or do you then see imperfections and want to make another one, obviously?
I think that when I was younger, I was making films for the wrong reasons, because it was all about my ego and how to be perceived. And then I got slapped around and I lost everything. And I realized, well, if I just approach things like a pornographer, that's where the real kick lies, the act of expressing, and not worry so much about the perception afterwards, all the glamour that comes with the entertainment industry. So it wasn't until I started making different kinds of films, as they say, the second phase, a bit like when Charlie Bronson realized that art is an act of violence. So now I'm very, very content, and I'm very, very much enjoyed the process, and I enjoy the creative freedom of having to do what I can do. But of course, I have also great collaborators with me on these journeys, and I've been very, very lucky. But there is an addiction to this high that just goes stronger and stronger. So the need to do it again and again and again and again becomes about speed. I can't stop. I have this kick of mine. And luckily I have kids who can ground me in reality.
It's the same way with news and politics. The more you learn, the more you don't know, and the more you want to learn, and then you can't stop thinking about it. And then you rewire your brain, when you've been doing it like I have 18 years, to the point of you almost don't function as good as you did before, at least on air, because now things are so much more complex. There's no way to express how really vibrant and multifaceted reality is. And I think that's where the cinematography comes out, because I could pick up so much more in the language of the richness. Tell us about the folks that did your cinematography, how you directed it, what Ryan Gosling's take is on this. Who you? Tell us about the police captain and this amazing cast.
Well, Ryan and I had, of course, made a film before called Drive, which was a wonderful creative experience for us, and I always say we became, you know, telekinetic. There was a way to, sometimes we wouldn't speak because we just react, and it was very much in sync. We're very similar in many ways. So with Only God Forgives, it was just a continuation of that process. And the Thai lieutenant, which plays the so-called antagonist, but maybe protagonist slash, was someone, an unknown actor that I found Cock. And he was early 50s. He had just started acting. He had been in a Hangover Part 2. And that was really it. And when I met him, I knew what I was looking for. So in a way, when I saw that's when Chang kind of, or the angel of called, really defined itself. When it comes to cinematography, I was able to work again with Larry Smith, who I had done Bronson with, and he's a wonderful collaborator. He's a full cameraman. And I don't work. I just show up and I see what arouses me, and then we shoot it. I shoot very, very fast. I don't have any money, so I always be quick in and out to move on. It's like you live in your own little cocoon. And then Matt Newman, who edits all my films, is the main source of inspiration in terms of collaboration. He's the one that I bring in at idea stage, and he follows the process and the whole movie up until it's finished. And then I shoot in chronological order, which means that the film falls every day. And I change a lot depending on how I see the film becoming. It's like Sherlock Holmes says, when all our options have been crossed off the list, whatever is left is the right solution. And that's how I like to make films.
Well, I wanted to get you on because I admire your work. And of course, obviously I'm not the only person out there. You're an amazing director, but the film really touched me. And again, I just can't understand how people didn't completely get it right away, because, and I didn't see again any reviews that got it, even people that liked it. And of course, there's so much more that we haven't talked about in the film. Just really thought provoking. And I think that's what's important. And it's funny that you mentioned telekinesis, because I had forgotten in one of the reviews you talked about that connection. That's what I picked up in the film that the police chief has. And there's only a few people I know where I'm literally synced with them. And is it a question of our brains work alike? We've worked together for a while, so we sync exactly on what needs to be done. And that's such a great thing. Then it's frustrating when other people aren't like that. It actually is enraging at times. And then I actually almost lust after other people I can mind meld with. So is it an electrochemical frequency in the fifth dimension or something? Or is it literally just electrochemical, the brain sinking? Do you think it's a radio wave type deal, or do you think it's biological?
I think it's a combination. I think that we, as individual audiences, you see, to love something, you have to hate it. And if you don't love it or hate it, then how can you have an opinion about it? And therefore, I always find it interesting when people ask, what's it like loving or hating you? And I say, well, that's what God, you know. The idea that you can love or hate something automatically sends vibe of emotions connect through the speed of light. So you go through a process of experiencing, whether it's seeing, it connects to you. It can be very violent, meaning it can shock you, penetrate you with such a sheer that you become speechless. You're lying on the floor, can't move. But it stays with you. Or you can have experience being touched by God, the beauty of something. There are pieces of music that you can play that within the tenth of a second, I will automatically start crying to. Not because I'm sad, but because it touches something within me that connects my brain to emotional meltdown.
Exactly. And that's what I picked up from your film. And that's why it's so great that you were able to spend some time with us here today, because I wanted to have you on because you did touch me with the film. And I hope that other people will see it. Obviously, it's not for children. But compared to many movies, it's not that violent. It's that the way the violence is delivered emotionally, like violence really is. Horrible. And so that's why it upsets people. Instead of the sin of showing violence is funny and no big deal that desensitizes us, your film, I think, actually sensitizes us and to a great level is actually anti-violence. Is that accurate?
Emma, very much. I think that we who have the ability to express art also comes great responsibility. And I don't believe that art makes people violent. But I believe art can show people how to act violently. So it can initiate, but create the behavior. And that's when it becomes tricky. Because every time something bad happens, we're always looking for a reason why. And then we're looking for a mechanical way to solve it. But emotions, you can never mechanize. You can't even chemicalize it. It's just it's who we are as people. It's the DNA of our brain. And I think that you know, we must not forget that man was born with violent parts of their body. You know, we were born with hands and teeth, arms and legs. We could move. We could fight. We could run. We could chew. It was violent mechanics of our body. But it was a necessity of self-preservation. But as time went by and essentially religion came in and dominated morality and society was really created, we no longer needed our physical violence because our needs were taken care of. Our primal needs are fixed in today's lives.
So the violence becomes more sneaky and hidden and in a way more dangerous.
Well, it does mean that the impulses disappear. It just has to be exercised or executed in a different way. So now it becomes a mind violence. Because our physical violence is no longer needed for us unless we react immorally.
Amazing. Have you ever come through Austin? I'd love to get you in studio. Nicholas Winding Refn, the film available on Blu-ray, on cable, you name it, is very powerful. Only God Forgives. I'll say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much for your thought-provoking interview, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be back with some calls and final news straight ahead. Very thought-provoking. Stay with us.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right. right, Damon, Zach, Corey, Nick, Rob, everybody. We're going to go to you. I'm going to do Overdrive as well into the fourth hour. Some stations carry it, some don't. Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed and podcasts and all that if you want to continue listening live into the fourth hour. But I've put out satire videos like Alex Jones joins the New World Order that we can put on screen for TV viewers. Anybody else can just search that and find it. And it was a popular video, but about a third of the people were genuinely mad at me and thought that it was real, even though it said satire, and thought that I was really making everybody buy their lunches here at the office and that I was really screaming at everyone. And in fact, people have even used it on websites and news articles as evidence of how bad I am. I mean, it's clearly satire. It's clearly meant to show how all over the country they're going to make parents buy the school lunch and not pack the school lunch as part of total control. And we also get into the TSA and how we're going to grope everyone when they come to work in the morning. They actually do that at some of the Sony plants and things here in the U.S. And people really thought it was real. When I did the Joker once to illustrate evil, people really got freaked out by it and said, man, we're fundamentally freaked out by Alex Jones. The truth is, folks, I like manifesting what I know evil to be. I mean, I could do a lot more hardcore stuff. I did the that little short film based on Satan Speaks. No, not the book. I called it Satan Speaks in the trailer. What did I call that a few months ago? Homeland Security training video leaked. Let's pull that up. And I put an iron helmet on and talked like the devil. It was kind of like the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, you know, from the 50s, where Satan's talking to one of his henchmen. And people, I mean, we got hundreds of calls from Christians here at the office saying, Alex is demonic. I mean, I guess C.S. Lewis had the Ice Queen playing the part of the devil. Does that mean C.S. Lewis was a devil worshiper? I mean, the public really doesn't get things that if you make a film to try to illustrate things, it's meant to make you uncomfortable. When I get up here and I say, oh, the New World Order is going to kill you. Ha ha, it's so much pleasure for your children to die. I'm trying to get you through satire to realize what's really going on. I mean, it's kind of like the Second City video that's up on Infowars.com, where it's a pro-Start World War III kickstart campaign. There are people on that YouTube who have real YouTube channels who are not joking. Some of them are saying, I can't believe you've got this sick campaign. I'm going to try to shut it down. And it's scary when you realize about a third of the public, folks, literally are mega stupid. And they're getting stupider. And I'm freaked out that I went and probably read, that's not exaggerate, 50 reviews when Only God Forgives came out. And I went out and I read probably 50 reviews trying to find someone that got it, and no one got it. Marcos Morales got that the guy was like an archangel, good guy, and was psychic. Marcos Morales got the film. I went with him, one of our TV directors back there. And the graphics guys, and the crew got some, and they're smart guys. Imagine the general public. No wonder they didn't like it. Not one reviewer. That you heard the director say, yes, no, I've never said this. Yes, you're right. That's what it's about. And yes, unbelievable. That's exactly what it is. Yes, you know the whole, I mean, because I know reality, ladies and gentlemen. I know archetypes. I don't need to read Carl Jung to know them. I was reading Carl Jung last night at my parents' house at about 10 o'clock, because I went out with Dave Mustaine and his wife. It's good to see them. Boy, Dave's really in good shape, man. He's 10 years younger. I don't know what he's doing. I want some of it. But the point is good living, going to church. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. I don't know why I'm telling that story. I'm not name dropping. The point is why I was back at my parents' at night is my wife met me at my parents' because it was near where we went to dinner. So I was dropping off cars. My mom said, you got to read Carl Jung. He talks about how the state doesn't want a God because they want to be God. And I go, but everybody knows that. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites.
At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lungs system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls right now. Thanks for holding. I didn't mean to have a filmmaking love fest earlier, but that's what we just did, but it's about the nature of reality. I didn't mean to go off into a rant about doing satire and people not getting it when it says satire. I did a satire about John Kerry being a reptoid and said, this is a joke, this is satire. And it got like 100-something thousand views and people flipping out over it saying he believes in reptoids now. I mean, it's just, I'm really the Joker because I can do a Joker imitation. It freaked people out. I just don't understand it, but let's go to a phone call here. Let's talk to Damon in New York City. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right.
I'm actually in Wilton, New York. Hey, you know, don't mind all them Christians that call in and tell you that, you know, you're Satan and all that. Got to remember, with the things that we're going through in life, and especially in this country and all around the world, people are seeing things in reverse. And people are also going through things that, you know, really, it's crimping them almost. You know, it's you know, you got to think of the combination between your mind, body, and soul. So if they're trying to kill the soul or at least turn it off, dumb it down, it'll have the effects on the mind and the body.
No, exactly. And then anything that wakes them up, they recoil from. Like when I yelled at Piers Morgan that at first it was about 50% negative, and then a few days later, oh, that was wonderful. And a few months later, that's the greatest thing ever, because people aren't used to hearing, hey, you're an enemy. This isn't just some debate. You're trying to take our guns. Watch it. You're on notice. They're not ready for that. But down the road, they don't like anything that shocks them out of their comfort zone.
That's because the government wants everybody to be calm. So when they come and get you, or they, you know, do whatever really they're going to do, and they'll do it soon, trust me.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, that's it. It's elementary. They want us docile. They want us passive. We should be loving with our neighbors, loving with our friends, not quick to anger. But when it comes to fighting tyranny, Christ went in and beat the money changers with a whip. When it came to standing up against evil, you know, Moses went in and stood up to the Pharaoh and said no. John the Baptist said no to Herod. The whole Bible's about saying no to tyrants. But common sense is about that. They teach in churches, you're to follow Romans 13. They teach in churches, I played the national TV clips here, where they say, render unto Caesar the Roman citizens that were thrown to the lions for not worshiping Zeus or Jupiter, the Roman Zeus. They were wrong. They should have worshipped Zeus. Well, what about the fiery furnace? What about the lion's den? It is diabolical, these churches. These are paid henchmen with trained voice training on how to mesmerize their flock to put them into a spiritual incinerator. They are big, fat devils, and if you could see them spiritually, they got 14-foot-long forked tails, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you go in most of these churches, and there's a big, giant, slobbering demon perched up there, little glitter bug, and I wish people could see it.
Going to some of these churches, you know, you got to go back to the Roman days when when the church was, you know, the actual Vatican was put on the map. Really what that was Rome wanting to have a country or an empire without borders. And if they could control the mind and the spirit of the people all around the world, they didn't have to rule them, because they would already control them.
Well, I mean, it's pretty complex when it went back and forth in the first 300 years of Christianity, but undoubtedly the Visigoths and the Vandals and others came in and sacked Rome in 410. Finally, it fell. The Byzantine Empire, the split of the Rome was left for a while, but all that was left then was that form of Christendom. But it is very sophisticated. It's undoubted that any big organized religion becomes a system of control. That's why Christ said, you know, you have a relationship with God yourself, not to the church.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat? Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Victim of I Hate White People rampage dies. New York City bus rider's face smashed in during racial hate attack on white cracker. Defiant porn industry continues to film despite four HIV-positive actors. Yeah, they're getting really reckless. And that's just some of the news. Germans conduct helicopter flyover of U.S. consulate, take high-resolution photographs. Russian parliament gloats as Putin checkmates Obama over Syria. Syrian rebels given U.S. targets to defeat regime. Now, they've openly been commanded for 2.5 years, folks. They're just going public with that now. German paper says intercepts show Assad rejecting sarin use. That's out of McClatchy. We reported that last week. We broke that paper. Intel officials warned President Al-Qaeda was strengthening. Obama slumps the lowest ratings of his presidency. Voters view weak, indecisive leader. Checkpoints, armed guards, bulletproof vest for Charlie Rose on the road to Damascus. Six-story billboard on New York City's 42nd Street bashes Obamacare. 10,516 pages of regulations. Yeah, loopholes for the big guys to be exempt. 8 times longer than the Bible. Medical devices tax causes company to lay off 1,000 people. Oh, yeah, that's just some of the stories up on DrudgeReport.com. Going back over to Infowars.com. The establishment is successfully starting a race war. Very important article that just went up, just now breaking, by Kit Daniels on Infowars.com, and they're posting it to PrisonPlanet.com. Former Bush and Clinton administration insider, nobody is asking the basic question to believe that Al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels will stop once Assad is weakened is the very definition of insanity. Well, it's not insane. They'll then have a new war with those rebels later and sell weapons, because they don't control them. They open the door for them and fund them. That's the inside job. You know, if I knew that somebody overheard that somebody was trying to break into somebody's house and kill them, and then I, because I wanted the person dead, you know, say left the door open and left so my roommate could be killed easier, I would be aiding and abetting in it. I would be an accomplice in a conspiracy. And that's basically what they're doing. And so it's on record they did this when the rebels attack Israel and try to blame, or attack Turkey and try to blame Assad. Or when they stage an attack here in the U.S. and try to blame Assad. Just remember who has the motive, who has the history, who's been behind this. And the great part about seeing a collapse in confidence in the entire power structure, from the media to the corporations to Obama and his henchmen and the Republican leadership, the great part about seeing this history happen is this is before they do a fake EMP strike to shut down stuff, or before they do a fake cyber attack and shut down the media, the alternative media, or before they set off a nuke in a major city and grandstand as our saviors. We need the awakening to happen big time to check them so that they can't then stage an event and checkmate us. And we've got them in check, and they've got us in check. It's a very weird situation historically, but we've got the next move, and they've got the next move. So, I mean, it's for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And it's historically right now, we are at the vortex. This is such an amazing time to be alive. I cannot stress how huge things are. And again, I'm not bragging. I know history. I've studied it. I've been telling you for years, but especially the last few weeks, this is a Soviet Union level collapse. It's kind of like your foundation shifts and starts to crack. And they tell you, well, within a couple years, this is going to fully crack and your house is going to leak and your house is going to then, you know, your chimney's going to fall down. And then sure enough, later it does if you don't fix it. The foundation of the New World Order has got giant cracks in it, and I can watch them moving. I mean, they're moving fast. They're in trouble. And boy, you're going to see some circus stuff going on. It's going to look like, 100 monkeys trying to run a fire drill or something with the New World Order. I mean, they are running around right now, and they are going to pull out every stop, and they're going to get more delusional and more out of control, because they're the most mentally ill people out there. I mean, they are fundamentally screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. And I've evidenced this with thousands of points, but the fact that they would never use DU, because then it was a death sentence to our troops until 1990, they had it in the 40s. They had it by the late 40s, actually about 46, they had it deployed as emergency backup in Western Europe. But the point is, there's white papers. And I don't always go back to that, but the fact that they don't care if reactors melt down now and leaks, it's not a big deal. Just smile at public service announcements. Just smile, you'll be safe. Ann Coulter seconds it. Yeah, it's good for you. We've got all this going on, all this happening, and they're just like, so what if cancer rates are up 3,000% on average in the West? Yeah, so what if autism's up from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50. So what if, you know, half your family's got something that's going to kill them now? Just ignore all that. Mercury's good for you. Yeah, DU's good for you. So what? Don't worry about Al-Qaeda. Don't worry about the NSA spying on you without warrants. Don't worry about it. And it's the madness that emperors get. And you've got all these narcissists that feel like they're part of the power structure. They're all mini-me's of the dark generals that run the New World Order. And I don't care if they're an evil Chinese communist or an evil, you know, member of NATO from Norway or an evil member of the U.S. government or an evil member of the Israeli government or an evil member of the Iranian government. These spiders look the same, act the same, are the same people. They're like Agent Smiths in the Matrix, except they all look different. And, man, I know these people. I've spent 18 years dealing with them, watching them. And they're like slow-motion giant spiders grabbing and eating people, politically and actually physically in some cases, you know, sucking everything out of them. I mean, I knew 17 years ago that, and it freaked me out that I discovered a program of when people had heart attacks or had cancer surgery, that they would come with elder care, grab the husband and wife out and steal their house. And then their kids would call me or they would call me and say, we've paid the property tax. We don't know why. Then they'd have a secret auction and sell it to members of the county or the city. And I found out about it and got death threatened and stuff. But we went down and covered it. So they backed off for a while. I'm told they do it again because I can't cover everything. It's like whack-a-mole. It's like there's 10 million moles popping up and I can't hit them all. I need you to start whacking moles. You can take down one mole, folks. You know the whack-a-mole game? I bet you can find a YouTube of a whack-a-mole game. You guys pull that up and show the viewers. I'm sure 95% of you know, but for those that don't, you know, the game where the mole pops up, if you'll just take down one mole, a little mole, then you can take down bigger moles after that. We will beat them. Find evil, find corruption, prosecute it. What's evil? Anything the globalists are pushing is evil. Anything they're promoting may sound good on the surface, it's bad. I mean, look, you don't have to be too intellectual to do this. You can intellectually find why this is true, but anything they're pushing, you should be for the opposite. If they want your guns, you should be against it. If they want open borders, you should be against it. If they want to push sex education on five-year-olds, you should be against it. It's not sex education. It's sexualizing your children. If they want you to take shots, you should be against it. If they want, I mean, any of it, it's all pure bull. By eugenicist, that literally one-up each other on how ruthless they are. And I see them. And the frustrating thing is they all write white papers bragging about what they've done. You can see them too. You just have to admit they're there. I mean, take one look at John McCain. Take one look at Lindsey Graham. Take one look at Barack Obama. Take one look at John Kerry. Take one look at all these people, and they are the scum of the earth. The British government is always at the tip of the spear warmongering. Why are they against this now? And saying, we won't have further votes no matter what happens, we're not going to war. Because they have got the NSA, their own system, spying on the public. And they know 98% of Brits are against it. Folks, it isn't 91% of Americans that are against this. It's like 95%. And they're trying to convince people they may get it up to, you know, 15% that support it. I mean, it's over if we want it to be. Okay? Now, again, we'll still be in a bad situation 10 years from now. Humanity's always fighting for survival. Just surviving is victory. Not being overtaken by the spirit of evil. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour and then in the transmission. We're going to skip this break. Just being aware, just having your consciousness, just not being overtaken and keeping your free will, that is your greatest possession. I love the analogy of what would a man give? I mean, what would you give to gain the whole world? Would you give everything? And some people say, yeah, I'd give anything to rule the world. Anything. Okay, how about your eyes? You can rule the world, but we're gonna surgically remove your eyeballs. Most people would say, oh, no way, I want my eyes. See, being able to see and interpret things and smell and taste and have communion with other people, that's life. And they know that you'd be fulfilled with that. So they create the Madison Avenue situation where you feel unfulfilled because you've had your soul sucked out of you. And so you think you're going to get your soul back by chasing after the New World Order. Most of you can still catch your soul, even though it's down the block. You can still run after it, most of you. Now, if you've committed to evil and you like destroying your soul and destroying other people's souls, and you've committed the ultimate sin of refusing the Holy Spirit and willfully saying you want to serve evil, then you're gone. And you are of your Father. So that's what you're supposed to do. That's who you are. You were predestined. You have free will, but you were still predestined. And that's a paradox, but it's not a paradox if you study it. And so the devil always tells those of us that love liberty, love life, love justice, look how bad you are. Look at the thoughts you just had. Look at what you're doing. Oh, see, you're not good. Oh, you're not. So you obsess on that and then just say, fine, I don't care. That's the devil's tool. That's the Pharisee's tool. What matters is your heart, getting your heart right, deciding you want to have reality, deciding you want justice, and then saying, I'm weak. I have free will. God, come into my heart. Help me be good. Because see, the New World Order doesn't ask. They will cheat to get control of you. They want your consciousness so they can shut it off and take your free will. But you have to, the trick is, you have to open the door too and be tricked to give them the keys to free will. And then they work 24/7 to hammer it out of you. And they can't stand that it's still in you. That the seal of the Almighty God of the universe, the Creator, is on you. They're trying to steal you. And you just simply have to say, I choose to have you help me. Give me discernment and give me the will and the courage and the strength and help me be a good person. And then you will have a conscience, but with that you will receive discernment. Now the question is, can you handle the discernment? I don't blame people that don't want to face reality because it is heavy. It's big. It's deep. It's long. It's unending. And I've likened it to the spacewalk analogy. You think being at the edge of the cliff and seeing eternity there in front of you is a powerful feeling. Imagine walking out spacewalking with no gravity, looking down at the earth. Imagine that feeling of being hundreds of miles in the air and how that crushes your ego. But within crushing your ego, that then blows it out and connects you to the whole universe. Now, the question is, can you handle that? I'll be honest. If I don't have a couple glasses of wine at night, or if I start really exercising and really get myself together, I cannot handle the level of intuition, the level of discernment, the level of power that is reality. The hallucination that is consciousness is so extreme that that's why we all hurt ourselves and try to dumb ourselves down. So the New World Order would say it's a gift that they're giving us, dumbing us down. But really, it's not. They're trying to rob us on that process, being able to literally go to the next level, but that we have to give into God's plan. And so I do not judge anybody out there. That's why they have statistical studies about people with higher IQs tend to drink more, things like that, because it's an escape from reality. It's an escape to try to turn it off because there's so much of it. There's so much happening, so much going on. So, of course, people laugh at us when we warn them about things because they're insecure. They're like, this guy's talking fancy words. He's trying to make me feel small. So I'm going to laugh at him and then, you know, try to act like I'm sure of myself because I'm so scared. We ought to feel sorry for those people. You know what I say when somebody does that? I go, I know reality's scary. I know you're scared. I'm scared too sometimes. But you're not going to feel, you're not going to be fulfilled the path you're on. And for God's sakes, you and your wife are pregnant. Your wife's pregnant. You got a child coming. You better look into vaccines and what they do to people. It's not that vaccine technology couldn't be good. It's that the people running it are bad. You know about eugenics? Uh-huh, uh-huh. And when I say eugenics is going on, your first thought is that, well, there are too many people. They're like, yeah, I am thinking that. But you're not part of the establishment, are you? And then they have that spark in their eye and they go, oh, and they're like, oh, no. Again, it's that human interaction of letting people in on what's going on. And then they let you in on stuff that's going on. And we help each other. And then if somebody who's evil tries to crush us, we don't enjoy it. But God gave us the tools to be more vicious than they are. And so we defeat them because that's what we've got to do to protect the innocents. But we're not running around trying to attack the innocents. We are designed to go up against the big bad guys, folks. And it's when you go up against the big bad guys that you actually go to the next level, because then God's going to give you the discernment and the energy and the protection and the angels you need to carry out that operation. You know, the New World Order calls on their dark angels of sin coming deep from within. That's why they don't want you to know about this, because they don't want you to call on God's angels that have been there from the moment you were formed in your mother's womb. And the enemy doesn't want you to know about the war going on all around us on this planet in space. Oh, we're on a planet in space, ladies and gentlemen. Every culture has known this. Every culture has described this, because that's what's going on, is a multi-dimensional war that you are in the middle of in a giant contest. Walk outside, look at the clouds, look at the sun, look at the birds, look at, it's a, just a fabulous, incredible thing you're in the middle of. You're bored? I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm just preaching. Rob in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I had a couple points I wanted to go over real quick. One of the problems with Syria is since 2010, they've been selling their gold reserves. The globalists are a little afraid that they're going to drive the price of the gold down. Another thing, the talks broke down on the pipeline is going from Saudi Arabia to Turkey. In December of last year, that's when in January they advised the plan for the chemical attacks. And another thing, if I'm not mistaken, the charter for the Federal Reserve is up in December of this year.
That's right. And they need to get it all redone and get even more power and merge it with the new Bank of the World. And again, we talk about how they script everything and target it for low-grade morons. They've been saying for almost a year and a half that if there's chemical attacks, we're going to invade you. And then we catch their jihadis doing it. The whole thing's totally scripted out in the open. They've been caught.
That we know that that's the case, but the general public doesn't know that. But we stopped this war in Syria here in just a couple of weeks. Why can't we stop this Fed charter in December by starting now? We've got a few months to stop this.
Here's the deal. They actually reauthorized it about a decade ago, so it's actually in perpetuity right now. But the 100-year date is a good time to say get rid of it and to bring that up. It's already, the charter's already been re-extended, but it is a good time symbolically to bring it up. God bless you. Great points. Zach in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
I'm all right, brother.
So I had, the first thing I just want to say thank you to you and your crew for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome. The second thing, last week you had Roddy Piper on, and my comment goes into predestiny to fight the New World Order. Roddy Piper, of course, you know, was in They Live, great movie. And in the mid-90s, in the middle of the WCW's popularity, they started an organization called the New World Order. I don't know if you recall that.
Yeah, it was Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting that those two come together. You know, Roddy Piper, the WCW with the New World Order, and now Roddy Piper is doing cameo appearance in a video game called Saints Row the Fourth, in which he helps you fight an overlord, which is holding the human population in a Matrix-type setup.
Oh, yeah, no. In fact, I should have talked to him about that video game. No, that's what it's all about. I've talked to people inside the whole wrestling deal. They picked up on that because of George Bush Sr. bringing it up. But yeah, about how it's this global evil force, New World Order. But look at wrestling now, where they actually have guys that say my name. They go, I don't like Mexicans, but I like Alex Jones, to like create the idea that I'm racist or something. If you don't want open borders, you know, you're a racist. So yeah, the Vince McMahon, massive propaganda going on in wrestling. And that's what they do. And you have to ask, why are they doing that? Because they're worried about what we're doing here. And again, I don't say, hey, we're a big deal, you know, just to say, hey, we're a big deal. We're in danger, folks. But the good news is we're having a big effect, thank God. I appreciate your call, Zach. I'm sorry to Corey and Nick and Angie. If you call me back tomorrow, I'll go to you first. I had 30 minutes overdrive. I started preaching and didn't get to everybody, but I got to most of the people. We're going to go back into retransmission right now. We had the director of Only God Forgives on, and you can go subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com on the Listen page, the Listen tab. You can also find the free iPhone app, Droid app, and a lot of other stuff right there at InfoWars.com/show. And we are sending out the September issue via InfoWars.com/newsletter. Everybody that signs up there of the InfoWars September magazine today.